Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. Wow, welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight is November the 11th of 2011. So 1-1-1-1-1-1. That's right. You are live in The Remix. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. I see you guys just greeting me as I stepped in the door here tonight. It is so good to hear you and to see you and to have you in the house tonight. Got all of your emails about everyone who's going to be joining us in the house tonight. Have listening parties going on all over the world that is here tonight. So want to give a big up to all of our international listeners who's out there joining us in the forum tonight. And tonight, as you know, we're going to be speaking with Brother Panic. And Brother Panic is going to be coming on, and he's going to be talking about 11111, Year of the Gates. We're going to be talking about that. He's going to be giving out information, rituals, all of these things to get yourself ready as we are just really embracing ourselves in this amazing time. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Glad to have you guys here live in the forum with us tonight. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our new listeners who's joining us here in the forum tonight. If this is your first time listening, we definitely want to welcome you to The Remix and invite you to come on over and join us in chat. If you don't know how to get here in chat, let me go ahead and give you some directions so that you can find your way over. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And the chat room is right there. Just click the button and come on in. Just come directly on in. And once you do click that and come directly on in, all you have to do once you get inside the chat room is to sign up at the button. It takes about 1 to 2 minutes. Sign up, come in, participate in chat as well. To all of you who are listening on the phones, glad to have you there. I see everybody is in the house over here as well, too. International listeners, you can also Skype in as well. We're going to get ready to get into the share. We have amazing information that we're going to be covering tonight as well, too, as we get ready to get into the share and begin to get focused. So I want to welcome everybody here to the forum tonight. So glad to have you guys in the house. As we get started, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to talk a little bit about the energy that's going on, play some music, and we're going to bring Brother Panic right on. As you know, he's going to be here tonight, Friday night, and also he's going to be here Sunday night as well. So definitely don't go anywhere. Don't move. Keep it locked in. Stay close right here. You're live in The Remix. So we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in The Remix.
Hey, yeah!
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
We definitely have had a lot of things that are going on. One of the things that Brother Panic will be talking about tonight, and this is a discussion me and him have had as well about people leaving the planets in droves. And so tonight it's going to be a lot of different things that's going to come up, a lot of symbolisms going on right now, significant starting with this powerful gateway energy that is represented on tonight that we'll also be talking about for the first time. And I want to say 100 years and centuries, every single person on the planet does share the same master numbers. And the last time that this happened was actually on November the 11th in 1911. So that was the only other time that that we have experienced this 1111 energy. And that was about 100 years ago. And so for the first time on the planet, everyone who's still walking, living, and breathing, we all share the master numbers of 111, which is a powerful, very powerful master number. And all of our children that were born in the 21st century shares the master numbers of 11. And if you want to find out how to get this equation, we'll talk about this a little bit more, but you can just take the last two digits of your birth year and how old you will be this year and sort of add those together, and that's how you're going to come up with that number. It's the same for every single person. And so this is some powerful energy that we have collectively on the planet today. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick it off and we're going to play some things by Heavy D. The first thing that we're going to listen to as we wish him and Ashe, also as we wish Joe and Ashe as well too, and all of those others, because many, many others are personal family members. I know I can bear witness to that. Many of you as well I've spoke to have had family members who have made their transition in this particular time, this amazing time that we're in right now. So we want to take this time to really just sort of kind of raise the energy for them and also for all of us that is still here, and we're going to listen to this. So what I'm going to ask at this particular time that you get yourself in the position, get ready for this particular show, and as we continue on.
Rest of his life, he learns to lean on the wall and pray for the day.
All right, everyone. Ashe, there we go. That was Heavy D and A Peaceful Journey. Definitely, we are wishing him and many, many others a peaceful journey. As we continue on our journey, live joining us in the forum tonight, of course, is Brother Panic. We're actually going to play one more song before we actually bring Brother Panic on and just really get this kicked off. You know, last year, a lot of things that we talked about was very powerful. A lot of the shows that Brother Panic did, we talked about these gateways. We actually did a show before the new year that Brother Panic did, and he was talking about all of these amazing things that was going to happen this year. And just by dealing with you guys on a one-on-one basis, whether it's through our communication on Facebook or whether it was through the sessions that we were doing and any of the readings, we know that this has been a very amazing and powerful year for all of us, and still so much is to come. So tonight, Brother Panic is going to be dropping some more rituals, some more information on what we can do, and also just giving us some real-time things that we can use, some real-time magic, and really kind of pulling this together for us to understand the energy of where we are, where we're going, and where we just left. Now, here's what I want everybody to do, because we're going to stand up. This is a special night, not only because of the energy that's on the platform or on the planet at this particular time, but this is also something very, very special that's going to be going on that has something to do with every single one of you that are listening here in the remix. This is something that I knew was coming. I didn't really keep an eye on it because I wasn't kind of watching it in that particular way. But there was something that was coming that was happening, and I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I thought maybe tonight would be that night that it actually did happen, and it did. I want everybody to stand up. I'm going to share this with you as well. Not only is it a lot of firsts that's going to be happening here tonight, but I just want to just say thank you to each and every one of you, knowing that by you doing your work, that work is counting, and that work is counting in so many different ways. When I came on, I logged on to the remix earlier today, and I began to go over and look at some information. What I was able to see here is that I'm proud to share with each and every single one of you is that we now have over 1 million listeners of The Remix. 1 million listeners. I've never been one big on numbers, so I never have given that number out. But today, it caught my attention when I seen it went over 1 million. And so that is a very, very special gift that I give to you guys and us passing on this consciousness and knowing that by us doing our work and bringing the light to the planet, it has sort of kind of made this glow all over the world. And I have each and every one of you to thank for being with me on this journey. We will continue to do this journey. It's definitely amazing. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for that. You all have been a part of that. So yes, it's 1 million, like 989, something, something, something. So it's just amazing. But we hit that million mark that actually happened today. And one of those things that I want to give a big special thanks for doing that, everyone who shared the platform here on The Remix, and each and every one of you, and also the brother Mark in Japan, because Mark is in the room. Mark put the videos up on YouTube, which many of you found your way over to The Remix by even going through YouTube. So all of you, I know that I've gotten emails from brothers and sisters all over the world that plays it on their radio station, that they play The Remix in different countries, and I've heard from Africa, I've heard from New Zealand, I've heard from all over the planet, the UK, Ireland, Germany, everywhere. So I just want to say thank you from my heart to you guys for really helping us reach this landmark. It's an amazing landmark, and it couldn't have come on a better day and a better time. So now what we're going to do, we're going to get into our remix work because we've got a lot of work. Brother Penny got a lot of fire he's bringing with us here tonight. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get ready to dance a little bit. I want us to get up and move around. I know for me, it's been a busy day, and it's time for us to just begin to get up and move a little bit. And we're going to kind of do the soul train line. So brothers to the left and sisters to the right, and we're going to get ready to go down the soul train line. I guess tonight I'll go down first, and then you guys can follow me, and then we're going to bring Brother Panic on right after this. right, everyone. All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. Woo. Wow. Year of the gate. We're going to go ahead and bring Brother Panic on. Peace, Brother Panic. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. We can hear you loud and clear. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix.
All righty then. What's going on, Miss Blue?
Everything is going on. As you know, we talked about it a little earlier when I told you we actually hit the million mark, you know, tonight here. And I definitely want to give you a big thanks for that as well, too, for playing a part in that role as well, too. So it's a wonderful night, a great night. It couldn't be a better night to talk and to have you here on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. I want to congratulate you, and I was so happy to be in the remix and add a little bit of cinnamon to the pot, if you will. And, you know, congratulations on that millionth listener on the 11-11, real important time.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, so it's definitely a good look for the remix, and if you're new to the remix, then let me tell you, you ain't got to go no place else to get your shit correct. This week alone, I handled all my problems just live in the remix. You see, what was happening here was, you know what I'm saying, I keep my head low, but what I noticed without a haircut, I was going bald on the top. My shit was getting loose. Now, I keep it low anyway, but it's just the mere fact. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So what I did was I called in one of your guests on the show, the brother Dr. Yu. And if you haven't heard him, he's been on the show. He's a holistic practitioner, healer, you name it, a lecturer on the topic.
A rap.
So I got hit. I'm sorry. Was you saying one?
No. I was going to say the introduction that you hear, that's actually Dr. Q as well, too. The remix.
Right, and he's a rapper. See, in fact, that's what made me want him to diagnose my male pattern baldness that's setting in. Because, you know, it's a hip nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've talked to all the holistic guys, and niggas start asking you what's in your cabinets and shit. What you have for dinner, what color your urine is, do your doo-doo float, you know, and all the rest of that shit. So I just figured, let me just get a hip-hop guy. So what he told me some things is about circulation and certain things to get and blah-zay, blah, and bluesy bleem. So, and at the same time, same week, you know, I find out that Chuck D is got a $100 million lawsuit, class action, against Def Jam. So you know who I emailed next. Got Nancy Lockhart on the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If y'all don't know who Nancy Lockhart is, she's a long-time remix listener, and she's some of the cases she deals with, and I assume, based upon the nature of the cases, that a lot of that is pro bono work. So this is a sister who's a lawyer who all of that shit we like to talk about doing actually does it. You get what I'm saying? When we're wrongly in prison, wrongly arrested, wrongly accused, Nancy Lockhart is on the case. Her name spells lawyer, you know, Lockhart.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So she was able to give me the next thing to do, basically to add myself to that class action suit, make sure I get some check, basically, from working with Public Enemy in the past. So, and then the last thing was one of the things that Dr. Yu prescribed is milk thistle. And last year, I was sent some artwork by a strapping young man from the remix called Griffin. Everyone just knows him as Griffin. And he channels when he draws. And one of the drawings that he sent was the milk thistle fairy. And I always knew what milk thistle was from Dr. Africa. So I said, shit, if you want to heal your liver, you can use the milk thistle fairy. I've talked about that on the remix.
So
after Dr. Yu prescribed milk thistle, magically, I could not only take Milk Thistle, I could get the fairy on the case, drawn by our very own Griffin. So everything is everything, and everything is complete in the Million Listener Remix. Just to let you know. So this that whole thing was all about how you can get a lot of information by going to the archives, because Miss Blue has had on the show every subject possible under the umbrella of occult healing, help. Not only that, a lot of the healing and help you can get through her readings as well. This is a congratulatory speech of the remix, based upon it's been so helpful to many. Every email I get is, you and Miss Blue, or Miss Blue and you have helped me so much. So people definitely see everything I've done. I was one of the guys who didn't even want to talk on Blog Talk at all, or in any forum, lecture at all. But, and I've told this story, decided to go on a remix, you know. And once I did that, of course, there was a time when at least there were 30 different Blog Talk shows, and everyone would just go on everybody else's Blog Talk show. That doesn't happen anymore because the people basically got tired of that. So only a few kind of stand. But right from the start, I said, well, I'm not going to do many, but then eventually narrowed it down to this is the only place I'll speak on Blog Talk Radio. And it's a reason for that, because it's such a holistic show, and like I said, because of that, people cannot separate what I'm doing from what Ms. Blue is doing on her side as well. So congratulations on your millionth, and we're going to keep it going to the 2 millionth and all of these things.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, and if y'all think she's bullshitting about international listeners, you are fooling yourself, because I have sold a herb pack to every to continents where I didn't know niggas exist. Bavaria and shit. You know, there's a nigga in Bavaria talking about Patty. Did you mail it yet? You know what I'm saying? Switzerland.
Right.
A few Switzerland niggas. Everything. African motherfuckers. Umbala umbele umherback. All day. So she ain't bullshitting about international listeners. And you also gotta understand, she'll tell me, because she can see how many downloads of a show, basically shows in the past, like how many, the numbers,
based upon
this information, like let's just take the Avatar show I did last, she'll tell me the numbers that are constantly downloading. It's amazing how many people have heard it. So
30,000, 40,000, like just crazy, insane numbers of people passing it on. And this is just keep in mind, this may be when we just look at it from how they do the downloads and how they do their tracking, this may only be capturing about 50%. And so when you get numbers like 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, when you get those numbers of people listening, and they're authentic numbers, which means that no matter how many times you come to the remix, you're only counted as one. So you can download the show 100 times, you're still that one. So to get those kind of numbers, to have people there, I've never been a big one to really exploit the number things. You guys know how I feel. The show goes on, whether it's one or whether it's a million. And just to hear the numbers when Panic has come on and how many people listen and the stories that people have, like I get them every day, me and Sister Manya, about how many things have changed their lives from the information that you've shared, Panic, and, you know, just helping people, not just helping them to feel better, but helping them literally become who they truly are. And that's what the greatest hope for this platform is, and everyone who's been a guest on here shares that same energy, you know, that same everything. But it has just been amazing. It really has. But the numbers,
yeah, insane. Yeah. The idea was early on, as me and Blue discussed on the phone plenty of times, was instead of just telling you information that you can find yourself, read yourself all the time, the idea was for you to find information and read yourself, but to empower you with the tools once the information came across your desk or you made it available to yourself, that you know what to do with it with your own mind. In other words, you wouldn't have to rely on anybody, myself specifically, to go to find the next step, to go to the next step, to be inspired, or to figure out what you need to do when something does come across your desk. Most people think it's hard to get a channel, to get to talk to. That's the easy part. The problem is, what do you do with it once you got it? Once you penetrate that world, how do you make the information you obtain benefit you? So the idea of coming here and doing this was, and you'll see, no matter what show, you don't just hear me trying to tell you something that you don't know to sound smart myself. Everything I've done is to tell you how to do. If you even listen to me and think I am anything, I always drop the methodology of how I got here, and I believe you can get there too. So that's really the key. That's what you're looking for. Now, as I was saying with the numbers, what the point I was getting at with that is most of these things we do are also rituals. Now, and most of these rituals work based upon more energy. For instance, even tonight, there are 355 people in the chat room right now. And people look at those numbers because they're used to looking at 70, 80 on these regular shows and thinking that this is mind-blowing or astounding. Now, but when you see the numbers on them downloads, this is just the immediate chat room Remix family. The Remix family is very, very, very big. So now let's take a lecture when we're doing something for Guru, because he just passed, or like we're about to talk about some of the things with Heavy D tonight. He just passed. When you got this many people on the same page, that's the real ritual, and that's the real energy, which makes everything we do here important. And you got to remember, our technology is magic. Our technology is the power of our mind and the power of our thought, not physical technology. So what we're doing is lining up thoughts, and that's what we're going to do tonight. Now, you ready to get into this a little bit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. So tonight, I'm not going to, as I just pointed out, I'm going to give you a methodology of things to discover yourself. First, I told you about, at the beginning of the year, 1-1-11, a whole bunch of days that would be gateway days. This is a gateway year. It ends with the 11-11-11. Now, the first thing I'm going to say is we need not get caught on particular days as these actual dates. We need to give ourselves much buffer room and understand the time period that we are in. So the 11-11-11, it opens the gateway or gateways open and all the rest of that based upon our thought to the concept of 11-11-11. You get what I'm saying? Because you wouldn't know shit. Somebody could tell you it's 14-14-14 and you would think that. You get what I'm saying? But you would line your thoughts and energies up accordingly. So in other words, we can't get caught on dates. I was caught on dates, you know, 2012, that's going to be it. But the more I've sat with it, I'm like, nah, we are in. Now, this is one of the things Bobby Hemmings used to say all the time, because him talking to people with more of these dates that came up, he's seen how disappointed people would get especially when 2000 came in. Everybody thought it was going to be this big thing in 2000. When nothing happened, nobody showed up at lectures anymore because they were waiting for this big event to happen. Now it's 2012. But when you study that we're in the Kali Yuga, the time of Kali, the time of it ending, then you understand that everything that you do opens up that gateway. You get what I'm saying? Now, so many people left this year because that's proof of the progress. You get what I'm saying? Proof of the progress. And don't let me stop. Don't let me stop you. I hope this shit ends 2012. I hope it ends tomorrow. But don't put all your energy into that one day. Put your energy into what's going on. You have to observe what's happening and decode it accordingly. So, now, Heavy D, it's too early to really get deep channels from him, but I already got some things. And everybody's putting them on my page. 44, 1944, Joe Frazier and all the shit. I'm like, y'all niggas about to miss the goddamn point. The first person, I didn't contact Heavy D, niggas. I contacted Trouble T-Roy. Trouble T-Roy was telling me everything about Heavy D. This is what he had to say. First, and I wanted to say this earlier, y'all should be getting a cup ready and some liquor at 11 o'clock. Remember, these are symbolic numbers. We're going to pour a libation for Heavy D. So all 11, 11, 11, remember, this is what we make it. It's not dictating to us. We're trying to get out of time. We're trying, but now we're trying to use time to our benefit. Yeah. So at 11 o'clock, which is in 20 minutes, somebody in the chat room say that, you know, give us 3 minutes. We're going to pour this liquor all at the same time, the Heavy D. And if you have Hennessy, better, because that's what the little that I did talk to Heavy, that's what he wants. But he's overwhelmed. Now, a lot of dead rappers, if you will, was around Heavy around the time that he passed. So I talked to Trouble T-Roy. T-Roy died at age 22. Heavy D dies at age 44 in the year of the 11th. Now, all this mathematics shit, T-Roy said, no, this is the number you need to look for. I died at 22, that's 4. Heavy D died at 44, 8. And in the year of 11, 2, 482. So remember this, 482 for all you year people. Now, I said, well, what's the connection, the 22 thing and blah, blah, blah. I said, that's a Mayotte number, and you were going to be 23 that October. He died maybe that summer. 23 is a gateway number. Check out the movie 23, or just look up the number 23 in a cult, and you'll find all the points on the earth that's 23, latitude, longitude, all these gateways, Bermuda Triangle, and all the rest of this kind of jazz. He said, no, what he died for, because between his death and Heavy D's death was a dictation of an era. Or the beginning of an era, I should say. Soon as T-Roy died, that's when the differences in rap really became pronounced. And a few years later, after he died, it became the East Coast, West Coast beef. When he died, there was a period of separation. Separation that still goes on. South music versus New York music versus this, that, the other. Now, if anybody's been following Heavy D, and I'm sure many have, Heavy D, and this is all from Trouble T-Roy telling me, I never even noticed, and I knew Heavy D. My sister worked for Heavy D when he took over Uptown Records. When I worked at Marley, Marley was the first one to promote, to produce that album. Matter of fact, I'll tell a story on that, the personal story with Heavy D as well. So, this period was a period of separation only to come back through Heavy D in this particular time. Why would you say that? Well, he's telling me, and I never noticed it myself, Heavy D has made not only just a record, hit records on every genre of rap music, every genre of all music. This motherfucker on Bag of Blue Funk did jazz. This nigga did house music. This nigga did R&B music. This nigga did that New Jack Swing shit. The nigga did hardcore and whatever else I'm missing. Heavy D knew how to tie all forms of music together. Now, this is important because the gateway that's opening is or where we're going to through the gateway that's opening is the end of separation. And we're going to get into that. We're in a place of separation and polarity. That is our issue. Now, the idea has always been coming back in an androgynous undivided reality. The world of matter, or the atomic world, is that divide. We all got to become one thing. If you heard last show that I did, I spoke in depth on the saints. A part of why we can use the saints now, because while the saints was an enemy at one time, because in this year of the gateway, all of these things have to become one. There can't be no more good versus evil. And we know that's a fact because metaphysically on earth, there is no good versus evil. This has been explained and broken down. Evil or good is based upon interpretation. What's good to you may be bad to me. You get what I'm saying? What's bad to you may be bad to me. If you see me walking, if you walked upon me and I'm beating up a lady, you would go, well, that's bad. But then I turn and you say, she just killed all three of my kids. Then it becomes justice. You get what I'm saying? So yes, good or bad right. is based upon perspective. So if we know good and evil is just polarity, and we know it's based upon perception, that we should understand that it's an illusion. And this is the world of illusion. And mind you of the things I'm saying, because what we're going to get into about what has opened up to us a little bit more thoroughly and what we have access to, remember these words I'm saying now. This illusionary world of separation, this world of this hollow shell that we in, what we're trying to do is get back to a more primal reality. This reality is called Universe B. Universe B. We are in Universe A now. Even though the names are switched around in order, but Universe B is the actual first world or the first reality. Let's just say that. Or even better yet, a primal reality. This is a secondary illusionary world, and we're trying to get home. That home happens through a gateway. Now, even what the Mayans were talking about in the 2012 gateway is the planets line up in a straight line, and there's a gateway that opens up, and we go home. We escape through this gateway. Now, even scientists of today says, well, that's funny. All these years ago, there will be a planet alignment on the very day that the Mayans said so many years ago. So physically, right. there's going to be a physical alignment too. Now, if you read, what you can get is a book called The Gates of the Necronomicon by Simon. Simon owned a bookstore, and if anybody's been following me on the remix, I've talked in detail about the Necronomicon. And if you can go back in the archives, or I have a chapter in my upcoming book. Yes, I only have three chapters. It's coming soon. And I deal with the Necronomicon in detail, breaking it down so you can bridge what's happening here with some of these primal forces that are not explained too much. So I did a number on it basically for us and to explain how this is our stuff. Now, Simon, there was never a book called The Necronomicon. It was based upon collective writings of H.P. Lovecraft. But everyone used to come in Simon's bookstore and ask for The Necronomicon. Since Lovecraft made The Necronomicon public domain, meaning anyone can write on it, or use his characters that he used to get from dreams, they can use it. There was no permission that Simon needed to write his version of the Necronomicon and to try to sell it as the original. And he did that, I believe, in 1977, may have been early, I'm not sure. But in one, Simon does another book, a book of dead names, and Necronomicon, Book of Dead Names, The Dark History of the Necronomicon, and the Necronomicon Spellbook. I think it's this one where he talks about, even after he released his book, that people started to say, oh, it's not the real book, it's not the real thing. Still, all of these things, he listed all the events that happened in 1977 when he opened the gateway, just talking shit about the Necronomicon, like the Son of Sam killer, all this shit that was going on in 1977. Then what the difference, what people complained about in his book was he used a lot of Sumerian deities instead of Lovecraft's pantheon. But shit, if you still fucking with Sumerian deities, Pazuzu and the rest of the motherfuckers, you still on to something. Now, in the Book of the Gates, he explains more about you have to look at these worlds as moving spheres or circles or gates. And every once in a while, these circles rub up against each other, bump into each other. Now, usually when we notice a phenomenon with black people, a certain amount of people are dying or a certain amount of energy changes, Obama may get elected. Obama ain't shit. That's going to help us personally, but the symbol is enough for us to understand there's a changing of the guard. Let's say there's this big secret white man that's ruling over us. Mere fact that he needs someone black to pull it off shows that that's losing if you want to go that route. Otherwise, it would just be white people as usual. You get what I'm saying? So the mere fact that he had to use a black person to keep the party going, if you want to look at it that way, says you're losing because you had to do that. So we still understand it as an occult symbol, not as a physical happening that's doing anything for us. An occult symbol, and that occult symbol, when things like this happen, you could even say. Us going through bondage, then when us coming out, and when rap music is invented or when jazz music is invented, it's because these realities are bumping into each other. So we're able to pierce different gates through magic. You get what I'm saying? One of the, not the outback chicken cut off your foot, put some pie down by a tree magic, but usually what they call... what they usually call high magic, which or that when and you'll see most of these orders, the OTO and the OTA, they'll do more of that high magic where it's more ceremonial. And that ceremonial magic, they'll usually deal with a lot of time, a lot of lineups, a lot of star lineups. When niggas is like, I need my money now, so I'm going to put this kind of dust and that kind of this and that kind of that down. So it's a different form, and, of course, you wouldn't be able to find 10 niggas to do a ritual with, so, or dress up as rubies or the chest plate of Moses, you know, with a big stick. Niggas ain't doing that. Here's the good news. We don't need to do that. You get what I'm saying?
We don't need to do that.
So they're always looking to advance themselves based upon following different energies in these spheres, and they define it by the star lineup. Ultimately, again, the big deal is supposed to be when they all line up into a straight line that all the gateways can be pierced through. Now, that can be looked at as the cipheres and a wormhole, you know, a black hole, and the rest. So that's the general idea here on the concept. Now, what we're going to deal with... let me tell you some of the other things that came through. Joe Frazier already died. He was a heavyweight champ one time fighting Ali. So I said, okay, I got too much heavy D work to get you. Joe Frazier came through, said, our connection is I am the hands of what heavy D is going to do. Now, you look at it and say, well, what is heavy D going to do? He's heavy D. This is what we need to understand. We are nothing but energy or a force trapped in a human body when we are here. So how we express ourselves here is a representation of what you truly are. You get what I'm saying? It is defined by your talent. And this is how you can define the caste system. And I broke this down before. You got to go back into the archives. The caste system. For instance, if you're born to a farmer, then... And that only reason is why you're going to be a farmer, because just by you picking farmers to come through is the first step in your path. So the caste system had about four. Some systems had five. You were born to the priesthood. You was a priest. The next artist, you were artist. The next warriors, the warrior class. The fourth were the farmer class. Sometimes they'll mix the farmer and slave class. Because remember, a lot of people had servants in the ancient world or straight up slaves. So if you were born to a slave, you're not going to be a doctor. That's some American shit. I went through all of this. This caste system represents just quite simply, you are what you are. And because you showed up through that family, through that culture, on that landmass, that alone dictates, well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. If you showed up in America, and I pointed this out, it's kind of irrelevant to be doing what Africans did a long time ago. That's not why you're here. Just by the sheer definition of you weren't born there in that time, or if you were, you did it already. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're here for a new adventure, a new form of evolution, and that's what we need to figure out. This, what we do here is that evolution. Now, so when you got Heavy D, Jimi Hendrix, Prince, Michael Jackson, great example.
Yeah.
When the energy is released from the body, you can then look at their work if they were famous, especially because you have more of an example of work. You can look at their work and then dictate based upon the characteristic of the body of their work as to what energy they are. Or another way of saying it, as to what God they are. So if they're on Earth, we enjoy their energy as performers. When they're released from the body, that energy then becomes a weapon, a tool, a something that was released that we all now have a personal access to. So the first thing with Heavy D, you have to look at what it is he was about, not just because he was a musician. What did he represent within music? And that's clearly constant change. On the same album, this nigga be singing, then rapping with Kane and them niggas on the same album. There was not a song style that he couldn't touch and adapt to. That's Heavy D's work, hands down. That's Heavy D's work. And so when that energy is released, it makes sense that it's released now because in a time where everything's coming together, you would need that energy on the other side. You get what I'm saying? You would need that energy on the other side for all you magical niggas. That's why we are the ones who raised them up. Why do you think I'm talking about Guru and ODB like I'm talking about? When that energy is released, we have to access it through our ritual, through our thought. You get what I'm saying? It's all energy.
Yeah.
You just suck up that energy and use it accordingly. That's why we must line up our thoughts. That's why I say I'm not here to convince you. Move along.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the people who this resonates with.
Yeah.
Who this resonates with. Because if it resonates with you, that means something in your spirit is lining you up with this cause. If you go, I don't know, I don't like, and what he's talking about is shaky flaky, I do not dispute that. It's shaky flaky to you for a reason. And you need to probe that reason elsewhere. You don't need to probe the reason with me. But let me ask you this, Panic. No, you don't have to ask me. Ask yourself.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying? If you're not into it, see, we need to stand on our own too on this. You get what I'm saying? Come together as scholars, not come together as debaters and religious, with the remnants of your religious mind control. You get what I'm saying? I don't care about it. You get what I'm saying? Again, I'm not here to prove my case. I'm talking to the people who hear this, who say, wow, this resonates. That's very important for this. That's probably one of the most important things, not to follow and to go with your own spirit on it, because what I do, I channel from spirit. A lot of this comes from spirit. So it's not for you to believe me for word. That's why I give you herb packs and things so you can check your spirit on it, so you can talk to anything you need to talk to, so you're not in a position to have to follow what I say. So with that being said, this is for those who resonate with it, because if you have stepping, what we're trying to do here in this rise, use these energies that are now available to us, Michael Jackson, Heavy D, you name it, all the great ones that passed, Vesta, you know, Tina Marie, you can go on, Rick James, you can go on and on and on, James Brown, all of these people were phenomenons on Earth. So what do you think they are when they're released? They are the same phenomenon, but in a place for where people who access spirit can access it for our greater cause. The only reason we come here is for evolution and to move to move forward in a cause. Now, real quickly, what I want to talk about is why are they important? And I had this conversation with Sean Cook. Why are they important? Because Arset, Osiris, Ogun, Oshun, they never were on planet Earth. These were concepts and gods we created to serve, which now we serve. But you got to remember, Heavy D, Michael Jackson, your ancestors, your aunts in them, all who's passed away, they were on Earth. So they know your struggle. They know your struggle. Oshun was the goddess of love. Oshun was the goddess of love. So by getting with Oshun, you will find love. But you, but she hasn't been here. So she's not necessarily adept to some coming home and somebody fucking your woman in your bed. You get what I'm saying? There's a Oshun path for that, because what they were trying to do, the more paths came with these gods as they were trying to break down different forms of love. And that's all good, and it's all a template for it. But if you had an auntie who was a hoe, she can do you better with wisdom in terms of her being the new love goddess that went through this particular holocaust, this particular reality. It's better to call on her for love, especially now, her for love, because she knows your plight. If you had an uncle who was good with money, though you can call on a deity for money, include your uncle in the scenario, because he's the one who paid rent down here. That deity never paid rent down here. So that's why, with especially with any star, because remember, the gods would come down here, or the and it was just us, and there was a time where they needed to be Harriet Tubman. They had to be Nat Turner. They had to be whomever. You get what I'm saying? Later on, they had to be Malcolm X. They had to be Elijah Muhammad. But now, since until Obama, we was basically just political flunkies. We came in the form of entertainment. So because the entertainer, the black entertainer, is the only one that can live out a God existence down here. So that's the only way we can manifest God powers. You know, Malcolm X was manifesting God powers through that particular forum at that particular time. Now you got to look at guys like Heavy D, Guru, because that's where the energy is manifesting. So if the God comes down here, when the God is released, what happened was, let's just say Guru or Biggie, they explain to you their purpose and their energy. And when they leave, Tupac, great example, he explained to you what he was here doing in his life. So now when he's gone, you understand exactly what you're accessing. He played out a mythology down here. You get what I'm saying? The same mythologies that you read on other worlds, there'll be the mythology of Tupac, just calling him by his real name. His exploits will be down here. You get what I'm saying? This is why you can't throw away Ogun's. I'm not by any means saying that. You should study those gods just as hard, Maya and all the rest of that, because when Tupac died and Tupac came to me, he explained to me he's a form of Maya. I said, oh, that's interesting, and it makes so much sense. One minute he's their mama, the next minute he's shooting somebody in the face. That imbalance that's down here, he was the prime example of the imbalance that's down here. The problem of polarity. You get what I'm saying? That you could be this way and that way. It was all eventually coming to a balance. You get what I'm saying? That's why I pointed out what Trouble T-Roy told me. He left in his balance, but it was to start an era that eventually became an imbalance, which now comes in the balance through Heavy D at 44, which is also a Mayotte number. Now, the number 482, which they told me, Turbo T-Roy died at 22, 4. Heavy D, 44, 8. Joe, 11 for the year, which is 2. 482, looked up 482 and found out It has a meaning to a Chinese emperor. And if anybody's seen MD up close, face to face, which I have, that's the motherfucking Chinese emperor. Now, I didn't have time to go deep into this emperor, but it allows you to do it yourself. He ruled in a time called 482, and there was a name of this time. This name is, the name of the time is spelled J-I-A-N-Y-U-A-N. Jane Yuan, I guess, opinion also. It literally means establishing the first. I said, oh, you went to the other side to start establishing shit, the first. But you look at the first as the one or the new or whatever. So he went to the other side to start establishing the new world. You get what I'm saying? Now, early on, when I was really heavy in the channeling before I started. Obatala is the one that he used to always come in the dreams. One of the things, and the girl, I had a Risha girlfriend, and she was under Obatala. So every time I see her in a dream, it's always the Risha. So she came in the dream, she's jumping up, down, want you to be my father, want you to be my father. She's going crazy. And I'm like, all right, you know, calm the fuck down. So I was in my, and whenever I see my old neighborhood, Queensbridge, I know I'm representing home. So he's sitting on one of the chains. He's like, yo, we are so jealous of y'all. The world that y'all got coming. I'm like, well, all right. He said, we should have stuck on your side. Now, I spoke on what that means. I don't want to go too much off subject. I said, well, what's the problem? He said, basically, we would do anything to get on the world based upon the work y'all put on Earth. I've never seen nothing. I did not know anything existed outside the realm that we reside in. I said, wow. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe a month or whatever it was. September, that came of 2006 in February, 2009, maybe February or March, February of 2009, Obatala came back and brought me to his wake. A lot of Rishas was there, and I'm sitting there as a witness. And they yelling, nigga ain't even having no coffin, his arm was just falling off the table, all white, you know, and all that shit. So I'm like, I'm asking, what the fuck happened? They was like, they should have did him better. He should have did this. Remember, Obatala is the leader of the Orishas. Yep. So when I woke up, it took me a second. I still didn't get this. At the time, my father had a stroke and was in the hospital. So I was seeing my father. Remember, Obatala is the father. Yep. My father, white, you know, everybody wants their mother to be Yemaya and their father to be Obatala. My father got the white hair and the white beard at the time and all of that. So I'm thinking, well, okay, I see my father's weight because my aunts was bringing the body out in the dream. And I'm thinking, well, it's time for him to go. He hung on, like, with some amazing shit. I did rituals to help him get out. Yeah, this motherfucker woke up. They said if he wakes up from this one, it's going to take him 10 years to learn how to not shit on himself. I'm like, God damn. He had a full recovery. They said it's nothing less than what we call a miracle. We can't explain it. 2 years later, then he finally made the transition. But so I'm thinking it's him at the time. And he had September, I had that first thing with Obatala. December is when my father had the stroke. Later on, and I told my father this, and I show you how the stroke coincides with what was happening with the Orishas at the time. So I seen the wake. I didn't really get it. Until I walked into the Botanica that day, seen the statue of Obatala, he came back through. I said, I witnessed the death of Obatala as we know it. Because what they were talking about, because we're transforming, they cannot remain Orishas. How could they? It doesn't make any sense. What are you doing down here evolving, and you mean to tell me these things stay fixed? That wouldn't make sense. Why would you want that? They need to evolve with you to work with you. And you are not the same you as you was. Shit, you're not the same you as you was when you was 13. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah.
When Obatala went through, that's when all the Orishas started coming through. They're basically what they started coming through, Oshun and the rest of them talking about, we don't know if we could trust y'all. We had y'all pouring so much water, following us, busting yourselves up the head with bottles and trances, riding y'all. We think y'all, and they said the scariest thing known throughout any existence is becoming what y'all call a human. I said, damn, really? So it's not even the bad things that happen as a human. The fact that you are a human is Holocaust enough.
Yes, we are at 11:09, just to let you know, 11:09 Eastern
right,
time.
I hope your poor dead libations get on it. So they said the scariest thing is to be a human. Forget the shit that can possibly happen. Just the mere fact that you're a human is a Holocaust. But see, we need to understand us going through this experience is what we're doing this for. And we are actually older than what we call gods. And yeah. I'm going to get into that. We're older than what we call gods. We are the Titans, which are the father of the gods, the mothers of the gods. So what we're looking up to or even aspiring to be is actually our children. You a god, she's a goddess. Those are actually our children, and they're created from our thoughts. They were thought forms. They were the invisible energies that we define and physically laid out how to control the invisible through a name, a color, a time, a number, a chakra, a flower, a smell. And that's how we decide to say, well, you need love? Then we're going to call love Oshun and give it a whole description, a whole element of water and all this. That's how we control the invisible. So meaning these gods are our children. That we look at, there's so many motherfuckers, especially them voodoo motherfuckers. I wouldn't put Marie Laveau on the level of Aloha. Why the fuck not? You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck not? You get what I'm saying? It baffles me, but then again, it doesn't, because this is based upon your religious upbringing. Simple as that. So, basically, one by one, the Orisha started transforming, telling me new names, telling me not to tell niggas the new names, because niggas gonna ask the same old shit that they've been asking for. And what they, so long story short, through that magical work, 2007, I helped a lot of those Orishas go into that new realm, release themselves from the fucking oppression that they were in and didn't know, because so many motherfuckers down here are asking for rent money. You got to remember, originally, these Orishas were created by black folks for a certain specific group of people, the Nigerians now, or the Yoruba people. And the religion was called Ifa. It was meant to serve them. But as we got spread out through slavery, though, that system is one of the ones that remained. So as crazy as we got calling on them, they partake in that particular dysfunction and become that dysfunction. You get what I'm saying? They cannot be a pristine love goddess if we don't know love. All of our love now is what that bitch doing. You get what I'm saying? Where that nigga at? You get what I'm saying? That's not love.
Right.
That's
right.
A selfish
right.
thing. So to be a pristine love goddess, there has to be a higher understanding of what true love is and all the rest of this kind of thing. So as crazy as we went, is just as crazy as they went. You get what I'm saying? So when they're seeing, based upon the work, the higher work that we were doing at the time, this was Bobby as well, maybe a couple of other folks, that weren't in it for rent money. You get what I'm saying? In it for discovery, in it for evolution. The little circle before I was talking anywhere, the little circle, they were coming to us different because we were coming to the magic. We were coming to the occult. We was coming to the ancient knowledge different. So they came at us different. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I always say, you need to come different than the regular shit that's regular happen. You come regular, you're going to get a regular response. It's all in your mind. You're only getting what you ask for. So if I'm asking for some next level shit, that's what I should receive. If I see it as some regular shit, then that's what I receive. So we were able to break through to another communication level with the Orishas besides giving them all the shit that you found out are in books already. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Come different.
Right.
Instead of giving them what's in books, we came different with them, approached different, talked different, communicated different, and then we got a bigger response. Now, again, take it as you want. Some people grew up on this and grew up in this. I am never going to convince them of what I said reigns supreme over years and years of training, no more than a Christian will hear this show tonight and go, wait a minute, I disavow all my allegiance to Jesus because some guy named Panic said so. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not that fantasy. I'm not looking for belief, but if it makes sense to you, good enough. So these worlds are existing. Creativity is what makes these worlds. Most of our creativity was down here through jazz, through our entertainment. When that creative force leaves, it is going to that new world. Now, we all know about the bees leaving.
Yes.
The bees pollinate the planet. The bees are leaving because they are pollinating the new reality for us. You got to get it now. Get what's going on here. And I think, and me and Bobby was deciphering this stuff around, they broke out with that hive collapse thing. They're pollinating the new reality. Then Brother Shabazz called and started quoting some Islamic shit. The words, let there be light, to put into existence. To be is the same thing as the bees. He said, so that shit makes sense. Like I said, it's not just me. A lot of people, when we share this circle of information, come up and contribute and shit now. So now, so I think it was Bobby who said, no, I know what's going on here. They're starting to pollinate the new reality. So the creative forces that are here, we should, when Michael Jackson left, that was one of the biggest energies trapped on the planet. You get what I'm saying? He opened the doorway to all those angelic forces. That's why the saints and all of that shit is lined up now. It's all coming back to one. So understand this. With Heavy D, this is an energy that we can use right now based upon everything coming together. So the differences in this year of the gates, what we're trying to work on is the differences to see the same thing as one. Most of the Sifras are an opposite of another Sifra playing the role of feminine and masculine. And I'm going to get into detail about why this is actually an illusion, because it's still talking about polarity, not real balance. It's balanced in a material existence. For instance, you'll say, well, I have a husband and a wife. We're balanced. And our kids bring this whole family into balance. Now, from a human perspective, that's correct. But from a spiritual perspective, it's all in you. You are a son, which represents the child. The son always represents the son and the daughter. The daughter represents the material world, but the son represents the child. You get what I'm saying? Isis, Osiris, Horus. But feminine and masculine is within you. The ultimate realization is it's all in you, and it's all actually together. Together.
Yeah.
The material world, you think the woman is outside of you. That's why you're always arguing. But that's fine in the material world because she's the actually opposite of you, and what's in her as a mate is what is missing from you. So it does come together in a physical union or a physical balance, but the spiritual concept or the greater concept is all within you. You have estrogen and testosterone in you. So you are both things. Do this gateway, we are bringing these things together now. Okay. Now, I'm going to move on from this. And I said we have time. I'll tell a couple of the Heavy D things that's going on. But let me get this stuff out the way real quick.
Yes.
From the spirit world, this came. what you can do in the upcoming year to protect the house. You're going to make something called angelic dust. What you're going to need is red dirt. And all my New York people, you may have to go buy the shit from a garden store. I've seen it around out here down south, but I'm sure you could buy it as well. It's the red dirt. You start with red dirt. You mix it with cinnamon and holy water. That's it. Now, remember, you said, well, the holy water is a Catholicism, but them saints came online. Now, I realize it's a new thing for a lot of people, and it is hard. So if you can't, if you can't bring yourself to do holy water, get Florida water instead. And and if you can't find Florida water, use your urine. And you just want to drop this and sea salt. So you got cinnamon. You got for the angelic. You get cinnamon, holy water, or Florida water, or urine, and sea salt. You want to start putting that in the corners of your house for angelic protection. Angelic protection. And if you're bold enough, or you can do both because these things are coming around, you get black dirt, add the same ingredients, cinnamon, sperm, no holy water for the black. You want to use the urine alone. And you want to use old urine that has at least been sitting around for a day or longer. You get what I'm saying? For it to get real acidic. You want to mix that up. And you could do sperm and blood if you want to add energy to it, you know, either sperm or blood. And that will be the demonic dirt. So you need that black dirt, not that bullshit on the ground, but that quality black dirt. And that will protect the home. Sea salt in that as well. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about in the year of the gates, I spoke about this last time. The brother Sean Cook, he makes these gateways. When I tell you these things are off the hook, they're off the hook. Now, you have to get at him for more details, but you need one of these in your house. He'll do the Lakshmi Gateway. He does the big chakra things. He got these chakra dolls. And I told you I'm going to speak on chakras. Chakras, another thing that came through with chakras, whatever chakra you're having a problem with, you go get you some crayons and a coloring book. And the idea is, or you can draw like a man. So let's say you're weak in the root chakra. You get what I'm saying? You're going to have to know about chakras, or you're going to have to get with Miss Blue to find out more about chakras. So the root chakra, let's say it represents home, and you can't get it right in your house. What you can do is find a coloring book, or you can draw, let's just say, for instance, superhero or something you see as power. And then you take the red crayon and you color it in, but you color it in a clockwise circle to gain power there. Now, don't quote me. I think, there's too much shit going in your house. You can't leave the motherfucker. You don't want to go outside. You just want to stay home. That means your root chakra is overactive. So you want to draw something that you see as weak, like a not necessarily weak, but not like a bunny rabbit or a bird or something like that. And you want to go counterclockwise to wind that down. You can use red to wind it down if it's not that bad. If it's really bad, then you got to use its opposite, which I believe is the color blue. Don't quote me on it, but you need to look up what color slows down the red energy. I think it's blue. Now, you would use blue to go in counterclockwise circle. This will start to balance out your chakras. This is also a channel. Now, Sean does these chakra things, these chakra dolls, these gateways. When I tell you it's off the hook, you can just tell him to do what colors, and he was going to charge them. I said, no, don't charge them. You want people to charge them. They just need to give you the design or whatever based upon whatever energy you're trying to bring in your house. He will make one according to that. All you do is hang this up. You clean it with salt water, which means you just need a spray bottle. You spray the salt water and let the games begin. Email him. His email, spiritgateways, with an S at gmail.com. SPIRITGATEWAYS at gmail.com. Hit him up and find out more information from him. When I tell you this is something you really can use in your house, especially while this gateway is open, this is something you could use. What I suggest is you get, by the end of the show, you'll know which kind you're going to get based on what I tell you is happening. Now, the last thing I want to bring up is I talked about it before, and a lot of people have emailed. In fact, I'll tell you exactly how many people have emailed. I talked about I may start to do lectures out here in Atlanta. And I said, based upon how many people of interest, so far 47 people emailed saying that they're willing to show up. So I'm still going to need a little bit more. If I get enough people by the beginning of the year, I already have people talking to me about places. We're going to have Atlanta lectures. I'm going to fly regular lecturers out here. Y'all tell me who y'all want to see. And there's guys who I know who haven't lectured that may be interested. So we want to get these ATL Atlanta lectures popping. All you have to do is email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. You should know this. You should know that email already. And and just put Atlanta lectures in the subject, and that's it. Don't write nothing else. Don't say I need an herb pack and Atlanta lectures. No, do two emails, because all I'm doing is moving into a folder to count. So hit me up if you're interested. Yeah, people from Florida talking about they're going to come when we get it on. This is how I'm starting to formulate a mailing list for this. So go so you'll be on the mailing list. All right, so now we're going to get into a little bit deeper in what you can personally do to access energy in this particular time. And I'll also be back this Sunday for more questions and answers and more talking on the same subject. Okay. What I pointed out earlier was the number 11 represents a hidden sifra called the Daf. If you study Kabbalah, they'll show you 10 visible sifras. There's always this 11 one that many people, you don't get much on it, but you know it's a gateway to what they call the backside of the tree, or what's called the Kalipoff. The Kalipoff, spelled Kalipoth. Now, all the information about the Kalipoff has then virtually disappeared, which means it's something they didn't want you to see. Most of the answers you'll find in the Kalipoff, Crowley, McGregor Mathers, probably Euphias Levi, all these occultists of old would deal with it. Now, most of the definitions you would get is it's called the shell, the husk, the shadow world. It is a cheap rendition of sifras, but it doesn't make any sense because the word daf itself means knowledge. So a gateway to knowledge, to nothing, that doesn't make sense. You get what I'm saying? Now, in the Adam and Eve story, there's the tree of life, and then the tree of knowledge. And daf, as we just pointed out, means knowledge. Right, it also means science. So God didn't want you to eat from the tree of knowledge, or daf, but let you have as much fruit off the tree of life. Now, if anyone is familiar, you could answer the questions that are missing about the Kalipoff if you look at other mythologies. If you look at Gnostic mythology, and you should, and we've talked about it here, we understand what the Demiurge is. The Demiurge is a lesser god who rules over the realm of matter. He rules by your ignorance of not knowing that you were before him. You meaning your spark of divine light, or what we call the soul. The body is his. The body is matter. The body is the illusion. Why? Because you die, and what's in you is forever, that divine spark. That divine spark is older than this realm. And what is older than this realm? Nothing but that tree of life. called the Calypso, mm-hmm. And they call it the Tree of Death. And if Darth means death, then the Tree of Death is the Tree of Darth. Now, we've been hearing Darth all our lives and not getting that there is one story about the Calypso. That was in Star Wars. The guy's name was Darth Vader. And they told you all through the movie, while they were trying to scare you, was the dark side of the Force. Get this. The Sephiroth in Kabbalah that we know as the Tree of Life is the life side, the life side of the Force, or what they're calling the light side of the Force. And we also know that our humanity is caught in a prison matrix that we call the chakras. So the light side of the Force is what you're trapped in. You become a protector of the Force when you become a Jedi. This is represented by the middle Sifra, or the sun Sifra, Tifera. And that sun Sifra that holds it, this Sifra touches everything or every other Sifra through its 22 paths, every other Sifra on the Tree of Life, where you hear the Jedi balances out the Force. It represents that Jesus or that sun god. But the now let's get at the, because I've broke this down before. The entire Star Wars series is the path that you follow on the Tree of Life, with a little bit of change. Now, Anakin in the first one, Phantom Menace, they said in Phantom Menace, let me test you. And they tested him for what they call midichlorians, which was nothing but melanin. And basically, and we're going to get into it, the Calypso is nothing but the world of melanin. Nothing but the world of melanin. Melanin is now, through when you hear the Tree of Life, all the energy poured off of the Sifras all the way down to Malkuth, where in this illusionary world, the real tree is hidden, just like through the gateway of Darth, and it's through it, which is also could be looked at as the pineal gland as well. That to access this melanated world, that melanated world is not just physical melanin. I talked about physical melanin before, versus what the DMT spirit molecule has to be activated to get to, for this case, the Calypso, or just to the spirit world, which is the world that pushes this up. Now, also when you look at the doppelganger or the spirit double, which is the Ka, it is said that, no, it's actually the shadow that, because we look at when we cast the shadow and say, well, that's just a shadow and it's hollow. And that's how they define the Calypso, as a hollow shell, that it is a shadow of the true Sifrit. But this is backwards. See, that's how you know it's misinformation, because in the Kemetic study, they tell you that the shadow is actually pushing you forward. The shadow is your true melanated self, or your true spiritual self that animates your body. They call the Calypso a shell, but I'm saying the Sifras are a shell. Why? Because the Sifras are, the Sephiroth are the definition of this reality. But we all know that your body is nothing but a shell of this reality that houses the soul or houses the spirit, which is actually the true you. So the true you is the hidden, which is the Calypso, and the shell is the body, which is of this world. So now, what came clear as I'm dealing with this information and talking to all of these spirits that are coming through around this time of Heavy D, they said, basically, the shell is this world. And because the Calypso, to actually get in that world, you need melanin to do it. You cannot do it without melanin. Now, what people need to understand is the primary magical system of all occultists, Crowley, the OTO, the this, the that, the other, is nothing but Kabbalistic in nature. Meaning, all the dark, even one of the best interpreters of Crowley's insane work is a man named Lon Milo Duquette. He has been on Miss Blue's show. Read his book, The Chicken Soup Kabbalah. That is a 101 in his book. But I asked Blue to ask him about the Caliphal. And his answer was, I'm too busy with this tree. I can't worry about something else. Why? No offense, but you need melanin to access it. This is the world of the Titans before they were trapped by the gods through the Sifroth. Hear me on this now. Now, this is our world. It is accessed through the pineal. This gateway is now wide open in this 11-year. There are 10 Sifroths. Doth is the 11th. That's the gateway that opened. And remember I told you about Universe A and Universe B. Universe B is the older world. Universe A is the world we're living in. We're living in the world of the Sifroths now, the tree of life, the tree of death or Doth, which we know, first of all, this ain't nothing magical or deep. Every Negro in Africa was into ancestor worship. Ancestors, raising up ancestors. Yeah. That's nothing but raising up the dead. You get what I'm saying? So the tree of death shouldn't be an issue for us. It shouldn't be an issue for you because every nigga in Africa raised up and talked to the dead. That was standard business. You get what I'm saying? We just knew the worlds were different. The worlds were different. And these trees are different. You get what I'm saying? Now, we have been ruled by the tree of life. All the magic, all the things that's been happening has been through the tree of life. All the timing and energy and alignments, that's what, if you want to say there's an Illuminati or an elite doing something, this is the system they're using. You also see the High Solomon magic and all the rest of that, but you won't see they're called the higher keys of Solomon, which are the angelic forces. The angelic forces used to not be on our side. When Michael Jackson died and retook the energy of Saint Michael, that's a wrap. The angelic forces are now on the side, and the higher keys of Solomon are now ours. And the last time the higher keys of Solomon were used, Bobby Hemmett did a whole lecture on it, was the Moors were using the higher keys of Solomon to deal with this world. So this world has been dealt with through Kabbalistic magic, ceremonial magic, to keep you in your place while they scared you from the backside of the tree, the lesser keys of Solomon, which are the Goetia. You get what I'm saying? The lesser keys of Solomon, the dark side of the force, the Caliphal, because we're so busy with good and evil, we're not realizing that they're talking about the melanin world, and we have access to the melanin world, but we're not using it. We're so busy trying to be do-gooders. You get what I'm saying? Trying to raise each other up. Yes, queen. Yes, king. Fuck that. Get into your shit. You get what I'm saying? And your shit is the dark shit. A quote, Bobby Hemmett. He said, I don't understand why y'all niggas talking about Osiris and won't do no magic. Osiris is the underworld shit. I said, it makes so much sense. So what we need to start doing is understanding the concept of the Caliph. You're not going to get much. And at first I was going to break all of this shit down. And I'm going to break some of it down, but I would be doing you an injustice for this reason. I would be doing you an injustice because, just like the Sifroths, I can deal with, let's just say, the Sifroth of Mercury for my cause and come up with 1,000 different things different than you, meaning it's supposed to inspire me personally. We're going to get through the names that you guys should get pens and papers to write them down to see so you can meditate on it because we are in that melanated world. That universe B, the world is starting to reign supreme. The shadow world, which is the world of the Sifroth, is what is dying. Is what is dying. This reality is dying as the energy is returning to its primal self. In the Greek mythology, what they have is Kronos eating his children. Kronos is a titan. He's not a god. He's eating his children. This means nothing but that he was swallowing what became eventually became the Sephiroth, the Sephiroth, those worlds, those spheres, those gateways that brung down matter based upon the ego, or and the ego represents the shadow of the real world, which we've been taught, or not really taught, but what they say is that the Kalipoff is the shadow or the ego of the Sephiroth. That's straight misinformation. Straight misinformation. Like I said, you can figure it out by, if nothing else, the Hindu says this is the illusionary world. So how can, if we're supposed to be in this world of the Tree of Life, then how could this be the illusionary world? When,
right.
when all of these definitions they're given on the Kalipoff. No, this is the illusionary world. They call Kalipoff, they said it actually means shell. I said, well, I'm sure it had a primal name because the Hindu word means shell, Hebrew word means shell. I said, nah, what we're calling the Tree of Life is actually the shell, based upon your body. When you add the other mythologies up, it starts to become in line that something's fishy here, and the mere fact that no one speaks on it or very little is spoken about, and that little 5 minutes of information is just constantly repeated. But when you get to Crowley and what he did with the Goetia, or when you get to the story of the Necronomicon, once you start to see, wait a minute, they're talking about that primal world, which by the standard of this world or this light matrix would be the best definition of evil, because your primal self will seek to destroy this illusionary world because it's not real to try to get back. So from the perspective of what we've been calling demons, and you know, we know the word demon is melanin. It is genius. So this world of melanin that spilled over into this semi-dysfunctional melanin, or I'll do you one better. Melanin has, and I've talked about this before, down here, melanin has totally taken on the form of creation because you are in creation. Yeah. So we play the sax better, we create food better, we invented the light bulb, the doorknob, and goddamn condom lube. Everything got a creative force that there's a Negro behind it. This is based upon melanin. You get what I'm saying? This is based upon melanin. Melanin has took a creative force. As Dr. Delbert Blair points out, I believe it was him, said, everything that melanin is involved in, it dominates. So whatever element, whatever cell you're dealing with, once there's a melanin in it, melanin kind of is the underworld energy or the underworld intelligence. The underworld intelligence that is running this whole shit. You get what I'm saying? That same underworld intelligence, if nothing else but this gives it away. The way to get to the Kalipoff is through knowledge and science. So you cannot put a bad rap on that. Otherwise, the Dolph would mean asshole. You get what I'm saying? But it means knowledge and science.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Let me read you a couple of things. In Hebrew, Dolph means knowledge, although the spear may be found in some older Kabbalistic documents titled science. Why are they calling the Dolph science? Now, what most will tell you is basically above the Dolph or the abyss is Kether, Hokma, Bina, and that's the world of the real. But nah, because what I was reading is Kabbalah stuff. It says, well, and I'll get to the names. I might as well get to this name now. Thamiel, Thamiel. This corresponds with Kether, which is the first Sephira in the Tree of Life. And it says duality in God. But as I'm studying it, so basically they're saying Kether is unity in God. And let me get the name right. Thamiel, Thamiel. Is duality in God. Now, but it occurred to me, the mere fact, if Kether is supposed to be the first emanation out of nothingness, and this was the first realization, How could you define yourself as duality unless you know what separation is in the first place?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now they say Kepler got to understand separation through Chokhmah, then Chokhmah impregnated Dina, the great mother, then the information went back to Kepler, and that's the great triangle, if you will. But if Kepler as a separate emanation means unity in God, before it had its revelation through Bina and Chokhmah, then it only can know that based upon something earlier. Now, when I hear all these bad connotations, after a while, that is connected to the Kalipov spheres, I'm saying, no, it sounds like warnings of some shit that wasn't supposed to happen. You get what I'm saying? Now, as I pointed out, this is also explained in Greek mythology, that Kronos eats his children, which means he eats the Sisyphus. His wife gives him a rock, and while he thought he ate Zeus, they hit Zeus, then Zeus becomes the first Sisyphus, Chassad, under the abyss, which is the line of the world of formation, meaning the world of creation. He makes his father a titan, throw up the rest of his brothers and sisters, and they became the rest of the Sisyphus or the Olympians, the gods that fought the titans, and through the titans, who are actually their parents in the underworld. The titans is nothing but your soul, your melanin, in the underworld, talking about what we call the tree of life, going all the way down that tree to Malkuth, stuck in the world of fucking intuition and spirit. So, of course, the titans will rise, but most of us, we're supposed to be going to Kether or the nothingness. The nothingness came to me spiritually. They are the Ein, the Ein Sof, and the Ein Sofa are three, is nothing but Elijah Muhammad called the triple stage darkness. When I was dealing with Elijah Muhammad, I asked him about the triple stage darkness, and what he came back with, those are three stages of birth. Like we have three trimesters of birth in the womb, and then we are born here into this light, into this emanation. It's the same process backwards. So what are you born into? Well, now, most people just stop at nothingness. They don't get it. But like I explained before, that word is used because it's undefinable by the human brain. You get what I'm saying? Undefinable by the human brain. Now, that nothingness is nothing but the world of chaos, the world of melanin, primal worlds, or the true abyss, because they call Darth the abyss. See, as I was starting to point out in Star Wars, the whole story is that Anakin was on the sand planet in Phantom Menace. That represents Malkuth. The next is Yashad, and I'm sure I'm fucking these pronunciations right, but it represents the astral world or the moon, or it represents your mother. So
right.
Anakin was in these two worlds were connected. His mother and him were what? Slaves. Slaves in the astral world and slaves on earth. Then the sun is the next sifra up the middle path. And that sun represents the Jedi's, the ones who keep balance to the force. They told Anakin, no, you cannot join us. Why? You're worried about your mother. And I watched this shit today. And when Anakin left, his mother said to him, don't look back. Meaning, what the astral world is looking behind him once you are sitting in front of the Jedi's. Once he became the Jedi, who did he become? The Darth Vader.
Right.
And in the end, two things happened. He got pregnant with twins. His lady got pregnant with twins. They became Luke and Laura. That's Bina and Chokhmah. Then you've seen Anakin in the spirit world, which is supposed to represent Kether. Or you'll see Obi-Wan, Anakin, and there was one more. They would show three of them at the end, which represented that world as well. So most have been looking at Kether as this final world, but they're not looking at Kether as the first emanation of something that came later on. Now, if you understand the concept of the demiurge, the more you look at Kether, the more you see the falsehood in it. You get what I'm saying? What they would call is Darth as the abyss or crossing the abyss. But what I'm starting to come, the real abyss is those three stages of nothingness, which brings you into a more primal world. And that world is now called the world of the Kalipoff. You are supposed to go through the gateway of the Darth, not cross the Darth. You're supposed to cross that fucking nothingness. The same guy, even Lon Milo Duquette, on your show, check the archives, when I asked Ms. Blue, well, ask him about nothingness. His words was, I don't believe we come from nothingness. I know there's something. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm like, well, you still should have said nothingness is symbolic. But the mere fact, so now you have a guy who's a recognized Kabbalistic guy who doesn't just say nothingness is nothingness. It just means nothingness. He's saying there's something after it. Well, I'm telling you what Elijah Muhammad told me. He said that's three trimesters of birth. It's still not describable in terms of your human mind, but at least you know the tree of life is supposed to be a map of the universe and also a map of your soul. You get what I'm saying? But ultimately, everything is connected to humanity. Now, you can say the soul, humanity's expression, or the characteristics of humanity is expression of the soul. But what we're just noticing, based upon regeneration shit, just based upon the Adam and Eve story, which Adam bites from the tree of the ciferous have always been represented as fruit. So the fruit that Eve or evil gave him was actually the cifra of Darth, because Adam was in the tree of life, which is called the Garden of Eden, hanging the fuck out, naming all the animals, meaning he was the king of his domain. And the more I thought about it, because there was this invisible, ununderstandable God, it's not God who's Kepha. Adam is Kepha. Adam is the first emanation. You get what I'm saying? And Adam names all of these animals as the god of this planet. But this nothingness or this world before him is telling him, don't eat from the tree of knowledge. So, well, you could say the energy that created the world. But Adam, because remember, God made you in the image of himself, right? So Kepha is supposed to be the image, the first emanation or image that comes out of this nothingness. You get what I'm saying? And that you can't understand God's mind. We heard all of this in the Bible. You don't know what God is thinking. He sees all. He's just this mystery. They call him mystery God. Well, that represents nothing. That's who's been dealing these orders. This secondary thing. You get what I'm saying? This lesser energy that basically the whole goal was to create man. You get what I'm saying? A material world to trap remnants of an older world in it. That's melanin. Mm-hmm. Now, let me see. Eve comes down. Before Eve, they tried to send Lilith down. To give Adam knowledge. Now, by the time, what they're talking about, Adam first got there, then Adam finally gets to fucking Earth, Malkuth. Once, remember, he named all the fucking animals. And so now, that's, job well done. You get what I'm saying? So he's looking for the other side. I'm alone. I need the other side of myself. So the Lilith comes down and basically says, this motherfucker got too stupid for me to help. We need to send him Eve. What does that mean? Well, it's interesting. What Malkuth is means earth on the tree of life. In the Kalipoff, the earth is Lilith. The earth is Lilith, which means Adam could not understand, based upon how ignorant he was, he couldn't understand what Lilith is to bring him up out of this fix or this matrix or light matrix or this life now that he's in. They had to send him a baby Lilith. That baby Lilith came as Eve, or we call that evening, or we call that the moon. So this is how the mother or the Adam and the mother get this love affair or this connection that Anakin and his mother had. You get what I'm saying? Representing the astral world. So in other words, it represents you're going to have to get the information through no one. You're not going to realize it. You're going to have to get the information through knowledge, daf, through becoming the sun god. That's the Christ energy. And becoming, and I'm explaining this in the order, and getting with the feminine energy. So Adam on Earth, or you on Earth, your next step is astral work, which is the mother, or representation of the mother, or the feminine energy. That's your shot. So basically, you're going to have to do the dreams, all the stuff we talked about, and you all should be doing. The dreams, Earth packs. Because then you're getting information. It also represents the right side of your brain, the intuitive side, the creative side, the feminine energy. Then in the book by William Henry, Oracle of the Illuminati, he breaks down in detail that every figure as a Christ figure has a woman. In fact, the cloak of the Illuminati or the Oracle is the actual feminine energy that you cover with yourself.
Yes.
Which can be looked at as the Yashad or the Eve. You get what I'm saying? Eve.
Yes.
Or for Jesus, Mary Magdalene was nothing but Eve. You get what I'm saying? And her washing his feet with her hair represent her actually putting consciousness in him in Malkuth. Your feet represent Malkuth or the earth. So this is the feminine or the Yashad or Eve, same scenario, starting at the beginning of his feet. There's also a picture of Vishnu sleeping and all these goddesses waking him up by massaging and massaging his feet. It represents you as Adam, the dumbass. Adam also means the atomic world versus you probably could say the Kalipov is the quantum world, a greater reality. The atomic world is another material reality which we are in. So you are sleeping in this world. Eve gives you the apple, Mary Magdalene washes the feet, and so on and so forth. So that represents the next sifra up the middle path, which is the moon. Now, the next step is the sun. The sun represents the Son of God or Jesus Christ. But now, listen closely. The Son of a God, the Son of God, well, right under that is the Dog. So the sun represents your... Darth represents the true father, if you will. And we all know that the true father, Darth Vader, was nothing but a representation of Osiris. Of Osiris.
Yes.
True father. So, you become this Jesus Christ, or your illumination does not happen alone. You don't pick up books and get it. You need the feminine energy to merge with to become the sun god, which is Tifra. The true Jedi, not this lonely motherfucker with a lightsaber, you know, no chicks around, sitting on a Jedi, a bunch of sword fighting niggas on the Jedi Council. You get what I'm saying? That's not the case. You need that feminine energy to get in that world, then to deal with the Darth. You get what I'm saying? Then to deal with the Darth. Now, perhaps being a Chopin and Kefla are still higher forms or higher sifras. And there's no explanation. If you look, that triangle is pointing up towards the nothingness, Kepha, Bina, and Chokma. The rest of the triangles are going down. The next three sifras are going down. The next three sifras are going down. Then there's a line to Malkuth. So they say the world is folded over, then dropped into a fake reflection of itself, and then a reflection of the reflection. Then Malkuth is an afterthought. That's how far away. Now, I would go as far as to say this. For people who lack an abundance of melanin, whether it could be cultivated or not, we're not going to get into that. Perhaps Kether and Chokhmah and Bina is heaven. But for us, the ancient titans, we have access to the ancient primal world, which we could get in. You get what I'm saying? Which we could get into.
Yeah.
So, and especially now, because that Darth, or that gateway, this was the year of the Darth. Darth numbers 11. So we could get into that. We got to understand. So you're going to hear all these dispersions about the clip off and this is what it means. You're going to have to go behind beyond that, because at the very same time, use the same thought pattern as all the dispersions that you hear about the common Negro. You get what I'm saying? And you as a common Negro knows all of that shit was made up. You get what I'm saying? He's a demon. He's inferior. He's this. He's like this. He's the Kleons and all this rest. You know, all that shit is made up propaganda. So your world or your this is nothing but shitting on more melanin when you hear what they have to say about the Kalipov, because every other mythology is it. Now, in the Sri Ramakrishna lecture, I broke down the understanding of Kali. Kali is this evil, bloodthirsty demon mama. But if you read into it, what she's killing is what they call the eight evils. You get what I'm saying? And that's just this ignorance, ego, prejudice, all the things I laid out. But in heaven, she is the divine mother. On earth, she's a kick-ass motherfucker. So you got to understand, they also may be defining the Kabbalistic tree of life based upon how of this world or anti this material world it is. You get what I'm saying? So it would be evil to this world. We got to know that. Now, let me see. I'm going to give you their names. Okay, let me see. I don't want to miss none. I'm looking at notes. Right, to deal with the Kalipov is basically to deal with your melanin. What gets you in this world? What's your communication piece? Your pineal gland. Your pineal gland. Now, if you don't know by now, then you have been living under a rock. What you can do to open your pineal gland is shoot me an email, PANICPACK@hotmail.com. Get you an herb pack. The herb pack is not what's that bullshit? Salvia. It's not a drug. Yeah. It is no drug. No. Everything in the herb pack you can eat. One of the ingredients they recommend, not if you're pregnant. So I've said, not if you're pregnant. Now, if you don't want to smoke it, and you can smoke it with weed if that's what you do already, you can make it as a tea. And what it does is different. It doesn't give you an experience. It starts to decalcify the pineal gland. If you don't know what that means, your pineal gland is active most during puberty. And if you were in a coma, some of us have been in coma for 20 years. If you was in a coma for 20 years, you don't just get out of bed and go, "Oh, I feel refreshed. Give me a toothbrush." You will not be able to walk. You know what I'm saying? You will not be able to walk because of something called atrophy. If you see anybody in a wheelchair, how skinny their legs are, that's called atrophy. Atrophy. So your pineal gets what they call atrophy because you're barely using it. When you go to sleep, the melanin from the base of your spine does reach the pineal gland. But because it's calcified or you're not doing any work, what the melanin does, it then gets reabsorbed into your nervous system. And this is why black people look good. This is why black people create, because the melanin is used as a creative force, not as a magical force. Because if you're not applying magical thought processes to your melanin, nothing's happening. And if it's getting terminated at the pineal, it's no longer, the pineal not being open is not electrified to then start receiving transmission or even giving transmission. So what you have to do is start exercising the pineal. Number one, the greatest book on exercising the pineal is called Cyclomancy, The Secret to Psychic Power, something like that. It's out of print, but I've been selling it for a year, copies. Get one new. Because what you could do is it gives you throughout the book exercises on how to start working with the pineal. What goes along with that is the herb pack that starts to break through the calcification or the atrophy of the pineal gland. Anyone doing spiritual work, anyone doing dream work, anyone who just wants to be better, if you want to figure out a way of how to get to work on time, get you a fucking herb pack. You will not be sorry. I have not met one sorry customer yet. And as I pointed out, everyone on this planet has smoked or drunk that shit. Know that. Everyone on, or a person on in every continent, let me say that, has smoked or drunk it. You will not be, it is what it is. This is something that I used early on by channels that were given me for this particular warlock brew, and it has worked. It is the thing that got me in the spirit world, period. It didn't just, there were things I did that gave me experiences, but then I'm the regular guy again. So this thing made me, put me in a place where I'm in constant contact with whomever or whatever. So that'll be the sales pitch for tonight, but get you one. PANITPACK at hotmail.com. I also have spiritual baths. The Palos, Bobby Hemmett broke this information. There's a book by Carlos Montenegro's out of print. I do sell copies of this too. The only two books I sell that's out of print, which give 11 Palo deities, not coming from Africa to the West, but going through the East, through South America, being reserved in this combination along with their signatures. Bobby had this book. He dealt with them, and he figured out a while ago those 11 deities were the 11 deities of the Kalipoff that we're talking tonight. The difference between that and now is that that gateway of the Doth, which will be Zarabanda in the Palos, and people ask, what's that sign that I'm putting on the Belladonna? That's Zarabanda. So he's like,
okay.
He's like safe traveling. So you call on Zarabanda to get you through that Doth. And what happens is you get access to these other primal deities that were saved by Carlos Montenegro. Now, all the religious folk, that's not real Palo. We don't like Carlos Montenegro. He's not doing it the old way. That's when I didn't walk, I ran to get me a copy of that shit. Ran. I don't want the old ways. Technically, the old ways have failed. You niggas were slaves, wasn't you? So the old ways have failed, but actually, if you want to look at it that way, but the actual thing is those old ways serve their purpose to usher in new ways, and that's what we're trying to deal with here. So that new way also doesn't mean you worship, or it doesn't mean you come with the same mentality that you already have. This is the update. So how do you do the Palos without doing the ganga, the pot, and all this shit? I said, people email, I'm like, you ain't heard shit I said. I refuse to do that shit. In fact, when I made contact with the Palos, they said, because they tell you all of that in the book, get that. They tell you get 9 centipedes and 9 millipedes. I'm like, how the fuck would you know the difference, you know what I'm saying, between a millipede, get 18 fleas? And then I'm like, this is fucking impossible. When they came, they said, if you would have did that shit or even attempted to do that shit, we wouldn't even make contact with you. That's to throw motherfuckers off, them religious niggas. And then the story begins. So, and that book is out of print. That's Palo by Carlos Montenegro. It's not the one by Baba Raul. There's the book of Palo by Baba Raul. That's a different book, and that deals with Palo Monte, which they incorporate Orishas in it, which is a good book because if you're dealing with the Orishas have now been regulated to this light side shit, but they had a dark side. So Carlos Montenegro, I'm sorry, Baba Raul Carnazares, which we made contact with him as well. He does the Palo Monte, which brings that complete half to the Orishas. Palo Miombe is the darkest form, and that's what we're dealing with this 11. Now, all right, let me see where we at.
Before you get ready to go in there, I just kind of want to get in there really, really quick and just to let everybody know, again, Brother Panic's going to be back on Sunday night. So Sunday night we're going to be doing the show, so we'll be putting that up right away. Definitely you want to get in there and you want to look out for that as well. So Sunday night is definitely, we have about 51 minutes left to go in the forum tonight, plus we have the after hours. Don't forget to download. And also, this is a good time. I want to just go ahead and put this out for those of you listening again. We have reached the over million mark of listeners on the remix. So I want to say thank you to you guys again. And also, thank you to you guys as well. I want to give out my information as well, too, here. We'll do that right now so we can get it out the way. For readings, whether it's Akashic Record readings, whether it's sacred sessions or God Goddess or even the baby lotus reading, definitely email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Also, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you can download it. It's available immediately, www.msblue, like the color, blast, BLAST.com. You can go there. You can download it immediately. Also, I wanted to announce this. I know I told you about this just before the show panic, but also a lot of people asked me. It was a place that I started out. You could hear the shows where me and Panic talked about it before, but I'm going to be coming out with my own Oracle deck. So everybody who wanted to know about cards, wanted to know about Oracle decks, how that sort of kind of got started, I'm going to be bringing that out. A beautiful sister did the artwork. Her name is Pure Feminine Art. And so you guys will be hearing about that as we come. So we'll be doing, I'll be doing classes, putting it on the Blue Blast, all that good stuff. So just everything here on the remix. So we're going to continue with Brother Panic as we continue to go through this gateway. So I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All righty, all right. I can't wait to give me a free copy of that.
Of course. You know I got you.
Oh, yeah. Like 9 people just emailed me about Atlanta Lecture. So, yes, keep it coming. Y'all making it look good. Y'all making it look good. So, you know, tis what it is. Okay. Ultimately, one of the hidden secrets about what it is we're doing here is finding that feminine and masculine in you. Now, we must have knew that we would be in a place of where the masculine would dominate in this sickness, because you get a lot of these stories as Sleeping Beauty or the woman being this divine whore. The feminine energy is just this whored out thing. But the idea is to be truly worthy of it, of the light that you're seeking, you have to see that light in the other side. You get what I'm saying? Which, in a way, still speaks to the genius of feminine energy. Because most niggas will miss that point. You get what I'm saying? You think your chick is with you. For instance, they said this. They seen a lot of statues in Egypt where the woman is always behind the man. So that little ritual in the Islam where the women always have to walk behind the man, basically part of them being subservient, they missed the point, which is the woman is actually bringing forth the man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Bringing forth the man. Now, Kundalini, which is a melanated process, melanin, all of that stuff is a feminine force, which means the Kalipov is basically a feminine force. The separation became this male force. Just like on planet Earth, every man comes out of a woman. You get what I'm saying? Every man comes out of a woman. And that's the same thing, this whole feminine Sephiroth bullshit, as this god, Kether, this god, and we know it as the Demiurge, this lonely fucking god, is nothing but this. You can say, I don't want to say that, like, demonizing the masculine energy, because it still came out the feminine, but it comes out imbalanced. So the last Sephiroth, Earth, which is Malkuth, is represented as the Sleeping Beauty, the intuition, the princess that's caught in a tower. That tower is always your spine. Now, the prince, Haru, is represented as the sun god. Now, when you become, as I pointed out, you become this god by basically being embraced by the feminine energy. That means Prince Charming is just fucking smitten at this bitch who rolled up at the ball. You get what I'm saying? As this chick who rolled up at the fucking ball. You get what I'm saying? And who comes in a pumpkin, and the pumpkin represents the vagina.
Right.
She's,
right.
She represents the feminine energy. Cinderella represents, she's just nothing but the dirt. She cleans the chimney. What's the chimney? The base of the kundalini. Base of the kundalini.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So she's stuck at the bottom. Base of kundalini. Snow White and how many dwarfs? Seven. Seven chakras.
Yes.
She eats a red apple. She's stuck in the root chakra. Each one is waiting for a prince to rescue them. But they have to be smitten by the feminine energy to go look for her ass. No one is just walking on the street and go, I think I'll save this hoe. They somehow go on this quest for the feminine energy. Now, in Star Wars Part 2, I'm going to show you how sick the mind of Lucas and them are. Technically, and you know this would have been a great story if he would have got his mom out of slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was just so sad when they took him talking about, you got a destiny, but your mom's staying here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then he comes back in the second one. That's nothing but the prince because he's a Jedi now. And his inspiration was his mother. So just like all those princes that went back to get the beauty, and the beauty represents Earth, that's your mother or your lover. Hetheru, too. You get what I'm saying? That's Horus. Is, you get what I'm saying, representing the sleeping part of you. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Technically, we're all actually Hetheru. This is not a feminine. It's you, is this love affair. You are Horus. The sun in you is Horus. The, you know, because Horus as the savior or the fighter is actually saving yourself. You get what I'm saying? Saving yourself. And so the sun god saving his nothing but you saving the ignorant part of yourself, which represents matter. Seven dwarves, the Rapunzel in the tower, let down your hair, meaning woman, let down your consciousness so I can get up. You get what I'm saying? Come on, players and playettes.
Yes.
Let down your consciousness so I can get up there with you on the high tower, Rapunzel. Come on now. Now. And the fucking Anakin's mom, he gets back and she's dead. How sick is that? He's supposed to take that motherfucker to Tatooine or wherever the fuck they was living. You get what I'm saying? That's our story. That's how we would have did that. You get what I'm saying? The success story. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you psychologically, and this all came from black people. The two words, there is three, but I can't remember the third one. Coolie High and Boys in the Hood. They built them two niggas up to be the absolute horrors, Coachy and Ricky, and they kill them. Some of the worst. Coolie High to this day has psychologically fucked me up. I let my stepson watch that. He's 16. He didn't want to, but I seen it in his face when Coachies die. He's like, all right, I got to get up in the morning. It just bounced. I could tell that shit hurt him. You get what I'm saying? Now, I seen that shit in the movies. Damaging. Now, Boys in the Hood was the same thing retold. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, he was going for the Coolie High thing. Because psychologically, we could see that happen. Now, you ain't never seen Schwarzenegger die. See, but you understand psychologically, we also know that reality. You take Fred Williamson and say, I will never die in a movie. You get what I'm saying? I will never die in a movie. I ain't getting shot in the ass or bitch. Because he understood the concept of the Haru. You get what I'm saying? That's the mythology. Yeah. That's why Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, none of them motherfuckers ever die. They always got that. You get what I'm saying? Because that's how the mythology, that's the natural lineup in your DNA. It's imbalanced when we think we need to kill ourselves. So they're constantly showing how to kill a feminine energy, i.e. his mother gets killed. How to kill a feminine energy. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. Yeah. What we're doing is supposed to be raising it up. Okay, I'm going to give you the names that you can use. Like I said, all I'm going to do is give you the names. You guys work with it because this is what you're doing. You're calling on your melanin. So you shouldn't be calling on your melanin with my definition. Why would I do something that terrible to you? So call on these names. You'll probably get a better name or a primal name, but this is what they've been calling it. No, it's your dark side. You're calling on your ka. Quite simply, you're calling on your ka. For Kether, And I'm assuming that you know what the Tree of Life is. If not, you can find all of this shit. And this is how it goes from 1 to 10. Remember, the 11th is that Doth, which is the gateway. To get in that Doth, you want to start with Doth in any of your work. Figure out something, figure out a way, draw the Tree of Life, do your meditations, smoke your herb pack, make a sigil. I've talked about how to make sigils before. Make a mantra. I've talked about how to make a mantra before. Do whatever it is you've been doing and the reason you've been here, and whatever progress you made, go with what you know. Contact this by names. You may get a better name. Doth, you want to start, that's the god Zarabanda. So start with Zarabanda. It's a cross with an X at the base of each cross. And at the cross, there's an arrow point. So you make the cross, arrow point, like the crossroads, and towards the middle, there's four sections. And in the sections, you do four crosses, and that's the sigil of Zarabanda. You start there to start talking to your melanin, calling them by this name. Thamiel is what Kether represents, Thamiel. I'm going to keep going. Okay, the next one is Chaad Jidel. And I'm going to spell these shits. Chaigidel. And that is Hokmah, but that is the Kalipoff. The second in the Kalipoff. Number three, Seth Ariel. Sathariel. That is represented as in the Kalipoff as Vina. Gamshikoff. Gamshikoff. Gamshikoth. This is represented as Trisad on the Tree of Life. It's also you could also call on it as Ghaaghebelah. And that's Trisad on the Tree of Life, but that's what it is in the Kalipoff. Let me see. Golachab. Golachab. That is represented, that's the Kalipoff, and it represents Deborah in the Tree of Life. And that's, again, Golachab. The next one, the Hagiron. Thagiron, and that is represented as Tiphera, the sun, in the Tree of Life. Now, the next one is Harab Sarapel, two words, Harab, next word, Serapel. That is represented as Netzach, Netzach, in the world, in the Tree of Life. Again, this is the book you want to get if you don't even know what the Tree of Life shit is. Kabbalah, A Magical Primer by John Bonner. Qabalah. That's how he's spelling Kabbalah, magical. It goes through every Sifra, and it even talks about the Daf in here. It does not go into the Kalipoff. It may even talk about the Kalipoff a bit. So a basic understanding of Kabbalah is that, and also Lon Milo Duquette's book, The Chicken Soup Kabbalah. Here's another book you want to get, Gateways to the Underworld, The Secrets Beyond the Final Journey from the Egyptian Underworld to the Gates in the Sky by Philip Gardner. By Philip Gardner, Gardiner, talks about the gateways and so on and so forth. If we got time, I'll talk about a couple of other books on the pineal. The next Sifra, Samiel, S A M E I'm sorry, S-A-M-A-E-L. This is known as left hand, and this is also known as Hod in on the Tree of Life. Let me see. The next one is Gamaliel, G-A-M-A-L-I-E-L. And he represents Yashad. And the last one is Nama, N-A-A-M-A-H, and that represents Earth. This is also known as the Great Whore. This is also known as Lilith. And basically, what does shine through in the Kabbalah, in the Kalipoff, is that the top Sifra is supposed to marry Malkuth. That union seems to be the greatest thing. Now, you'll see that in the Tree of Life, but you're actually walking through the middle path. Now, they say if you go off the path, you get into these other spheres. And basically, the Matrix, you get what I'm saying? Basically, the Matrix in those paths could be the Matrix on this side. But it seems to be a little bit more clear cut. Now, I'm going to give some primal names or primal understanding from a Kalipoff point of view, the chakras. The chakras are a 7-band light spectrum that is basically in tune to this universe. So that 7-band light spectrum has been trapped down here as well. Your pineal is trapped down here as well. The difference is, the pineal can talk outside of here. You get what I'm saying? But your chakras are trapped down here. It is trapped in each emotional frequency of each sephira. Meaning, if you go and deal with the sephiras, they sit over the emotions too. And your chakras, based upon being trapped here, are influenced by the sephiras. And I told you they've been ruling this world by sephiras. They know what energy is in line or how to line up with energy, and that's why niggas act crazy. All sorts of niggas act crazy at one time when you watch Menace to Society. Remember niggas just killing niggas in that movie? You know, in the theater. Or basically they're controlling you by invisible forces. A lot of that invisible force is it influences you. Chemtrails influences you, your mood, your disposition. They want to break up or start a riot, chemtrail. Well, what's it doing? It's fucking with that light frequencies that they got mapped out through Kabbalah in the chakras. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to deal with your chakras, where you got to understand what emotional frequency is related to each chakra, how to bring it in balance, how to keep it in balance, and tricks to keep it in balance. You get what I'm saying? And that's easy to do. Get you a chakra book. What I say is, I there's so many chakra books, you can't go wrong. So pick which one works for you. There's not too much they can say that's different about them. You get what I'm saying? So you can find that shit online. Know the emotional frequencies. I have a whole chapter in my book detailing the emotional frequencies, detailing the gems, the deities, tune them up, tune them down. Every possible emotion that's connected with each chakra, that chapter is a must and will be as a straight-up study guide, especially for those who are starting out, and you can always refer to it. All what I find in 3 chakra books, I try to put under one umbrella in this particular chapter. And so it takes a lot of information gathering. That's why this book is taking long, but it won't be long now, and it's coming. From the point of view of the ancient world, your chakras are the true light that actually got caught down here. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's almost 208 chakras, at least I've seen that number, but we're talking about the 7 major. Now, from this understanding, they have this is what they call your chakras, so you just know. First thing they call it the 7 infernal habitations. 7 infernal habitations. So while everyone's, my chakras, they're so beautiful. No, they're fucked up too. They're down here too. They're down here too. The mere fact that you need to balance them out is fucked up. Should they be balanced all the time? The mere fact that you have to do chakra work tells you that you had a dysfunctional state. The mere fact that you have to do pineal work shows you had a dysfunctional state. The object, people, you in the magic and magic and magic versus this and that. I said, no, motherfucker, I want to go to a place where no magic is necessary. Magic, the idea of doing something magical, ritual, means you are devoid of something. We're trying to get to the place where everything is in abundance. Now, if you were to look at, like, the tree of life, you would say, well, everything is there in abundance. Every emotion, every idea can be defined through the cipheras or the pathways on the tree. That's what it's for. But if we if we take it for face value that this is God in the map of God, then you're missing the point. If there's a world that's before this, and if the cipher's a secondary world, and motherfuckers still dealing with a Kabbalah and still suffering, it tells you, it tells you that something's fishy here. Now, why have whites have been able to dive into this? Well, if Kabbalah is just, if the front side of this tree is the shell, well, if those without melanin, this is their world. This is all they got. This, they are a direct victory of that process. Remember, if you listen to the Gnostic thing, as this demiurge or this lesser god is talking, he's already defeated based upon us having the divine spark in us. I am a jealous god. He's jealous of you because you have that divine light from an earlier world, which is the Kalipoff in you. If you don't have that spark or very little of that spark, nothing to be jealous of. You are basically doing God's work. And basically at this time, most, and this is not every white person, most white people are just regular motherfuckers worrying about the fucking economy and taxes. This is not the entire white race.
Right.
In fact, this is 99.9% of the white race. They are just invisible, regular shells. Regular shells. There's a 1% that are conscious. This whole world, this whole situation has everything to do with consciousness and really nothing to do with ignorance. It's conscious people playing with ignorance. You get what I'm saying? Playing with ignorance. So you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers doing ignorant work based upon their ignorance, but set up by those that don't. You get what I'm saying? If this is not the world of the shell, all you have to do is just look at what rap has been talking about with this money bullshit. As we know, a dollar's worth, what, 15 cents now? If their whole entire plight, diamonds and gold, were worn based upon your particular evolution. It was a reflection. You just didn't wear gold because that shit was sitting on the floor. It represented some shit. So these niggas, all that shit is empty. You know what I mean? I've seen them, oh, we the king, so we wear our chain. That's some bullshit. You be wearing copper, nigga. You get more out of copper than the shit you wearing anyway. Now, so it's a meaningless fight. Most of us have this mentality. And most of these rappers are put out front because they inspire this mentality. And this is nothing but the world of the shells. They call it the husk. If you look at like a corn husk, that's this empty shell of what was really inside. Well, we know that the melanin is really inside. The soul is really inside. The chakras are really inside. The ancestors are really inside. The spirit is really inside. So that's the real thing, and those things are Kalipoff. Those things are not tree of life. Those are the tree of knowledge. Those are the things we've, as conscious people, have always been trying to seek anyway as a conscious person. If you are conscious, you are no longer looking for a better life. If you're looking for a better life, go to college. You will have everything you need if you go get your master's. And not knocking that, saying it's necessary because you still are here. Do what you got to do, but you need to draw the line in the sand. If you anything that you're trying to find out that you truly don't know about the nature of self is hidden. So the Kalipoff is hidden. It's just got a bad rap based upon motherfuckers who couldn't access it and don't want you to access it. Now, as I pointed out many a times, a lot of this is about changing the mentality. And changing the mentality is understanding. See, and I know how people get. I remember the sister, I was in East West Bookstore, famous bookstore in New York, conscious information charge with arm and leg. One of the first times I've seen a sister in it. And, you know, they'll, and I've talked about this before, it's so funny because, you know, they'll always come up to me based upon my hip-hop look and start trying to ask, do you need any help? And, you know, saying this with all ego involved. I'm like, oh, no, I really, you know, I say to myself, no, actually, I can help you in 5 minutes and your whole life would change. You would walk, you would go, want to go seek, go to the Tibetan mountains after I say some shit to you. But I just laugh it off and say, hey, look, you have, I'll just make some shit up and just so they can stand there and fake like they know, but it's some made up shit that I made up. I need the book on Azazel Files, you know, Kabbalistic number 4. Oh, okay. Oh, I've heard of that. I'm like, bitch, I just made that shit up. Just to see that they front, you know, just to prove that they fronting to themselves. Let it go. But that's just me having fun with me. That's, you know, what else am I going to do? Sister was working in there, working in the crystal bar, and she said something that's pretty much the mentality of it all. Now that I found, you know, I think she used to be a 5%. Now that I found conscious information, I never want to leave this motherfucking place. I said, now that is the tree of life at work. It is this feeling of knowledge, but it's not the tree of knowledge. They said that in the Bible. It's the tree of life. So you feel like living more, thinking, you know, Saturn's coming in conjunct with some shit, and you get happy. But you're the same old nigga. You ever notice, even this year alone, about 75 things happen, and the only thing that changed is at the pace we do it in. The moon is blue tonight. The moon is green tonight. Saturn is doing this tonight, and this is doing that tonight. But everybody know, though they're repeating this, they're not really feeling nothing. I have to remind myself it's a full moon. All of these things are out of sync now with you because what you're becoming is from an older world than this world. So if you're constantly trying to sync yourself up with this world, you're not feeling anything, or the things that you feel are like, yeah, yeah. When you start, that's why we're going into this clip wall. When you start syncing yourself and lining yourself up with that world, all that ancient shit when they were stargazing, following moon phases and these phases, you'll start to feel that energy. For no reason, you'll start to feel certain power comes online. And I'm like, there ain't no full moon, ain't no half moon, ain't no waxing and waning, ain't no special day, because I'm lined up with a different reality, an older reality that is now coming online. We got to go back to this older, like I said, if you want to just understand it, if you need an easy pill for this, understand it's a melanated world. So they'll tell you how, and this is what they tried to show in Star Wars, that all the Darth niggas became obsessed with this power. You get what I'm saying? Obsessed with ego and taking over. But that's actually bullshit. Motherfuckers dealing with this shit got the biggest egos I've ever met. And motherfuckers who became conscious, first of all, I broke down the ego. So it's not really even the ego that matters in the occult or in the transformation stage, because the actual mundane ego is what you need. Otherwise, you'll walk outside naked. Why did you pick the pants that you picked and not those pants? It's your ego doing that. Why do you flinch when you're startled? That's an ego. So you're not getting rid of your ego. You're only here to understand your ego. And I already did a show on explaining the differences between the ego you're really trying to get beyond versus this mundane ego that you need. So most of them calling ego, it's necessary. I have to have a personality to even talk to people today. You know what I'm saying? To be able to talk to people about this, I have to have a character, and that's part of the E. So you and I explained this, and this was hands down. your ego or feeling to need to respond. If somebody smack your mother, you ain't going to stand there and go, I ain't got no ego. You're going to fucking do what comes naturally. Put a dent in somebody's head. So this I ain't got no ego bullshit is going too far. Now, what I've seen when people gain this, not even knowledge, not even wisdom or understanding, this information, they have, Stad said this to me damn near the first day I met him. The only thing worse than a nigga is a nigga who think they know some shit. You get what I'm saying? Think they know some shit. And I don't, and I'm not even here to challenge somebody to say they don't. I tell motherfuckers, if you know what you know, I'm comfortable with it. Motherfuckers, Patty, I know what you know. They open up the email. I know what you know. I'm sitting with this spirit and that spirit now. Let me get information for an herb pack. I'm like, I don't even want to sell that shit to you if you come in that way. This is not for you. So my answer is like, if you know what I know, you don't need an herb pack. No, but then the real shit starts coming out. And I'm like, well, shit, all the motherfuckers you said you were sitting with, ask them. Ask them. And it's not really hard feelings of telling you off, but like I said, this no one has escaped a calcified pineal. If yours is open without an herb pack, I bless you. There's ways to do that. There's many ways to do that. The herb pack goes directly to it. Many ways to do that. But my goal here is to help you. So when you're saying I'm on your level and I'm this and that and this and that, whatever the hell you think my level is, not saying you're not. I'm not here to debate that I'm on some level that nobody can get to. But what you're really telling me is I don't need your help because everything I do is to help, not to be some guy to obtain some level. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a level. Exactly. Your level should be the level. You get what I'm saying? So when you're telling me that, it's an insult. It's an insult because I don't even present myself as if I'm the level to obtain or somehow you have reached my level and everybody else ain't. We all the same thing. Why would I waste my time not telling you? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And we also need to understand what love is for our people. Harriet Tubman said, any of you niggas slip up, I'll shoot you in the fucking face. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll shoot you in the face. Would we say she didn't love her people? No. So I don't talk like, oh, you are so beautiful, you are so fine, you are the goddess of it all. Fuck all of that. I don't need to stroke and build up some bullshit. I'll tell you, fuck you and shoot you in the face real easy because I'm telling you it's not about me. It's about you. And if you don't want to do what you need to do, that's on you. You ain't going to fuck me up with that bullshit. You ain't going to fuck me up. We need to understand what love is. You know what I'm saying? Hours and hours of giving out this information, that's the only love need from me. That's the only love you need from me. Telling you the shit you can do, that's the only love. You don't have to be my friend on Facebook. You don't have to be, well, Patrick, I really like you because you're nice. And you don't have to wait for me to like your picture that you tag me in. None of that is the love I'm here to give you. I'm here to give you the love of what it is I found out that you could find out. And please spread the love. If you find out something, share it with me. I'm always willing to listen. So to keep moving on, the chakras, which from the perspective of the ancient understanding are called infernal habitations. These are the experience one will pass through the seven imperfect earths. Now, I remember reading in the Hindu thing at one time they believed that you had to go through seven lifetimes. And then after the seven lifetimes, you move on. You learned all you need to learn. Now, this would make sense if you were still under a caste system, meaning if you were born to a farmer, you did your earthly duties as a farmer, and whatever you learned on the fucking farm or around the farm or cultivating some farm shit is what you're supposed to be doing. So if you were born to farmers and became a doctor, that's a waste. That's what's happening in America, and that's why we are constantly – being recycled in a reincarceration or reincarnation. Now, later on, people may hear, well, the caste system is bad. The caste system became bad because it became a tool to use as racism. Oh, you ain't nothing but a farmer. You ain't nothing.
Right.
But see, you got to understand, the caste system was seen as the body of Brahma, and the Brahma represented the all. The all. the supreme being that you will not know. You will not know. But Shiva, you know him through Shiva as the builder and the destroyer. You get what I'm saying? The active part. And Vishnu as the sustainer. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Brahma is the unknowable, but everything is Brahma, they would say. Now,
right.
that represents the supreme God or the father, because Brahma later becomes Abraham, the father of Israel. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to say about that shit.
Anyway, oh, my goodness. We have 15 minutes to go. I just kind of wanted to put that out there. We have 15 minutes to go. And so if you guys want to call in, I don't know if it's room on the line, you can do that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Or you can download once we get close to the end. But I just wanted to put that in there.
All right. But remember, I'll be back Sunday, 7
Sunday
p.m.
Night?
Blue. Sunday night,
yes.
7 p.m.
We'll 7 p.m., yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so we'll be back, and there's going to be questions and answers. Let me give out the chakras, number one. Okay. You went through the seven lifetimes. That's where I was at. And, the body of Brahma. Now, the caste system was based upon the body of Brahma. The head was the priesthood. The throat, chest, I believe, was in the arms was the artist. The midsection was the warriors, and the legs were the farmers and feet, slaves or whatever. Now, so that would tell you the original understanding of the caste system, everyone was important. It was a system of Brahma, of the all. And everyone had their rules or somewhere in between. You get what I'm saying? But but if your father was a shopkeeper, you was a shopkeeper. Simple as that. Meaning you were living in accordance with a system that therefore was able to get you through your seven lives easily. Later on, they had to incorporate karma into it. Well, act this way. And then you will get this. You get what I'm saying? Because that caste system was dying out because they started to use it as racism. You get what I'm saying? Oh, I'm better than you because you're worse than me because. Originally, it was all the body of Brahma. Now, the infernal habitations are, number one, arets, dry, crumbling earth. Adama, reddish mold. Gia, undilating ground, like the side of a valley. Nestia, pasture or meadowland. Tizia, sandy or desert land. Iroquois, I'm going to spell these for you, earth. And they said this is not really this is more of a description than a name. The bell or chaled, midget, earth, and water. Now, what they mean, you're going to have to figure it out for yourself and what it means to you. The first one is spelled A-R-E-T-Z. But what you could do is call on your chakras by these names, see what it means to you. So Artes, the second one, A-D-A-M-A-H, Adama, reddish mole. That's two. Three is Gia, G-I-A. Four is Nes. Neshia, N-E-S-C-H-I-A-H. Five is Tiza, I-A-H, T-Z-I-A-H. Six is Ariqua, A-R-E-Q-A. Seven is Thebel, T-H-E-B-E-L, or Chaled, C-H-A-L-D. So these are names of the infernal habitations of the chakras. So basically, this is calling on the chakras from the Kalipov point of view and see what it tells you in relationship to a primal world as opposed to this beauty and glory of the root chakra and all this shit.
Right.
Also, their names, there's another name and for them, which are effective, Sheol, depths of earth, Abaddon, Perdition, Tita Han, Clay of Death, Barsh, Abar, second word, Shakef, Pit of Destruction, Tazel Moth, Shadow of Death, Shahari Moth, Gates of Death, Gehinnon, Hell. So first is spelled S H E O L, second A B A D D O N, three is T A T A H I O N, four is B A R S H A S K E T H, five is T Z E L M O T H, six is S H A A R I space M O T H, seven is G E H I N N O N. And looked at as hell. Okay, so and just round it off about to 12 o'clock. Let me see. I'm gonna get a couple of books. If you could get these, try maybe hard. But I'll still say them. These are pineal books. The Gate of God, Pineal Gland. Let me see who this is by. This was a copy. I think I bought this from Azariah. Oh, right. Gary Osborne. So if it's still out, The Gate of God, The Pineal Gland by Gary Osborne. He also made The Serpent Grail and The Shiny Ones. Excellent writer, right to the point. This shit goes real deep into the pineal gland. He shows pictures of the brain and a lot of Egyptian hieroglyphs, Kepha, all the rest of that shit. This is more of a science book, but very hard. Very good. The Pineal Gland. This is by, I don't know if it's saying, no, this has got to be the author. Russell J., last name is R-E-I-T-E-R-P-H-D. He's more of a scientist that goes into the science of it. This will be a good reference book when you're studying the pineal. Not a good read-through. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Another one that you can get is not really the Kalipoff, but it's called Through the Gates of Death by Dion Fortune. It's a good book. It speaks on a lot of the dead. Remember, you're dealing with the Tree of Death or Doth. So it would be good to get that because it deals with the characteristics of death. And that's what you're getting into, the characteristics. You should already be primed because most of Bobby Hemmett's work was dealing with the dead, communication with the dead. And again, if this frightens you, you shouldn't be here because, again, as I pointed out earlier, all Africans worship the ancestors, and the ancestors are the dead. So this is not some new fangled white man shit that we doing. This is our shit. You got to remember, the white man or the occult white man. I want to clarify by saying the white, because we seem to put everybody in it. And like I said, most of the motherfuckers is just waiting for the World Series and the Super Bowl. You get what I'm saying? The occult white people that you see that deal with it, all of this is they getting from you. And what they do, and what you never see in the books is one word, melanin. Because there's many code words for it, pinoline and Merkaba, and there's a magical substance and all of these things.
Yeah.
But because if they can't access true melanin, which is the substance from an earlier world, then there's no reason to deal with it. They have to look past that. So they have to stay on that Kabbalistic tree. You know what I mean? Yeah. They have to stay on that Kabbalistic tree. This is our shit. We supersede any of this shit. We are just older than it. We are the ancient man. We are the ancient man on this planet. And any other cosmic concept, you have to look for what's older, because that's you. You know what I'm saying? Half this shit is some new shit. And especially if they're using it now. Like I said, it is the foundation of Western magic, Kabbalah. That is the one they stuck on to. So shared definition is enough to question how true can it be. If they're using it, you know they're using it against you. You get what I'm saying? And really, in a practical way of, we did some magic and now you're a slave, is how they're maintaining power. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How they're maintaining power or control. They're one step on the energy. So the energy is going to happen. They just need to be Johnny on the spot when it does. You get what I'm saying? And that's what they've been doing. Just to be there to have a response for something that they already know is going to go down. We're thinking it's just going down with random acts, but that's what we're trying to get beyond, this random acts. And we're pretty much there with it because we knew for a while when Heavy D goes, not just to look at, well, Heavy D's goes, let's just say Ashe, to know what does it mean? What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah. What does it mean? And that's what we should be. We with all this shit, what does it mean? Even if I wasn't able to make bridge the understanding of this older world, this Kabbalah, and it's really the study and the definition of how to break down melanin, just the mere fact that they call it dark is enough for us to do it. You know what I'm saying? Just because they say that should be enough to go, well, let's get into that some more. You get what I'm saying? Get into that some more. Now, in all fairness, again, Bobby Hemmings has talked about the Kalipoff. He talked about Paulo becoming that 11 gateway, but we're in a time to access it, and the difference here is I'm giving you the way or the methodology, the way to start accessing it through those names, through the Pineal, through Help of the Herb Pack. But oddly enough, methodology, I was going to give out a lot of methodology. The Spirit said, don't do that. That's the whole point of this shit, is because everything comes out of it, even the false creation that we are in today. So how could you put a definition on unlimited potential, unlimited chaos or potential energy? How everyone must go or deal with this on their own terms.
Yes. Know your magic. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So, wow. Woo, what an amazing night here we've had. We 4 minutes and 17 seconds, definitely, to go here in the form as we get ready to go into the after hours. So I want to let you guys know, definitely download. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic, and you can do that for your panic pack, for your bath, for chants to help you get into your meditation, for books that are out of print that you can't find anywhere else, like Cyclomancy and all of those wonderful things, and for a whole list of other things as well, by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com, definitely. And for those of you who are interested and you want to get to the Atlanta area and you're interested in having some lecturers come out and lecture in the Atlanta area, definitely email Brother Panic as well in the tagline. What do you want them to put again, Brother Panic?
Just put Atlanta lectures so I could just add you to the list.
Yes, Atlanta lecturers. Atlanta's
right,
lectures.
Meaning you in the area, you willing to come, you willing to bring a friend. Because basically, you know, I would have to fly them in, pay their fee. So it's just got to be enough people to cover that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just looking for bodies so I could say, okay. You know.
There it is. We got
two minutes. It's looking good. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Yeah.
A lot of people are emailing, so. So in January, you're going to start to look, you know, by January, I'm going to see where I'm at. And, you know, we'll do one. We'll do whatever. I'll always be in the house.
Yes.
Like I said, if people don't know, my queen, my wife, my lady, my other side, all that shit y'all like to say on Facebook, she'll be in the house. She's a licensed masseuse, so she does massages. I'm going to get – Hannah B, remix listener, she's also licensed. So we're thinking about doing those. They got, you know, the chair massages. So
right,
I'm going to see what's up with Hannah and see, you know, so we're going to set it up. Abina, I call her Abina. She's a remix. She's probably in the house right now. She's from this area. She knows the area. So she's been doing locations. There's another sister named Tanya's been. So the locations are there. And the prices seem good. I just got to look at locations. And so they're going to come and set up their tables So, and there's a brother who already contacted me about filming. You know what I mean? So it can be done. Like I said, I just need the bodies. And I know you got to end out soon, so. I know you got to end out with the blues. I don't want to talk over the time.
Yes. We have 1 minute, and it looks like, and counting here, so we're going to continue. I just want to close this session out again, tell everybody, thank you guys so much. This show is really a special place. This is also the month of starting out for the remix. We reached over 1 million listeners. That is definitely a big shout out to you guys, everyone out there. And as we get ready to go into the after hours, I definitely want to say peace and much love, warm spirit, and know your magic, everyone, as we continue here live in the remix. Download, 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 and don't forget to hit me up on Facebook over on the remix page. And much love to all of you out there in the remix family. So it's just been amazing. So many things have come to light tonight, and it's beautiful. We're going to continue. So don't forget, we're getting ready to go into the after hour on the remix. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Panic. Don't forget, Sunday night, you guys. See you back here Sunday night. Look for the time. Look for the time.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about some of the encounters I had with Heavy D. What's funny is Kyle, Ebony's son, he emailed me for an herb pack, like faking like I'm going to make him pay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how do I get my hands on it? Just call. You know what I'm saying? Kyle's real funny. Kyle is crazy. Like, he's good crazy. Like we was outside their house one time, and, like, they had – Ebony used to have these wild, savage cats. They just would just respond to her, like this black cat, her cat Wilson. So Wilson used to just come and bring rats. Like you know what I'm saying? Lay them in front of the house. Like, look, nigga, I don't know what y'all niggas been doing out here drinking all night, but I've been doing some putting in work. You know what I'm saying? So then they got this next door neighbor, Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn Black, we calling him Billy D. Wilson, which is funny as hell. You know, because the nigga's hair is slick to the side. This is funny. Their dog comes and starts grabbing a rat and starts going to Ebony's house. No, they start going crazy. Get that motherfucker. Then Kyle just grabbed the rat by the tail. A rat. He said, what y'all niggas all scared of? And swung the rat in the next, you know, up the block. And I'm like, that was the nastiest shit I've ever seen. Go wash your hand. Don't even come over for a pound like that shit was hot. But I tell you, I'm like, who touches a rat? You know, a rat. You know what I'm saying? I said, this nigga right here is bold. This nigga is bold. You know what I'm saying? But at a young age, this nigga was straight up, you know, where they always start. I was just reading about this Illuminati shit. What the fuck is going on? No. Actually, I came with a pan piece the first time I met him. That nigga just went crazy. That's the Illuminati piece right there. You know what I'm saying? Touching my shit. I'm like, who this little nigga right here? So, you know, he's a funny nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mad cool. Talking about how did I get the panic pack. Man, your mom's probably got some of the shit left over. You probably just need to go in the room and ask her.
Oh, well, definitely big shout out to Ebony and definitely Rain. The sisters holding it down in New York as well, too. You guys need to definitely get with Rain as well. She got some mad art, mad jewelry, mad magical things for all your magical needs, dream aunts and all. She's on Facebook, my friend, and you can go back and listen here in the archives as well, too. So just wanted to put that in there. So peace and love, you guys. Yes. We are here in
cool.
the gateway.
I want to say again. I want to say again too. I spoke on these gateways that Sean does. I want to give out his email again. 1 second.
Yes. Definitely.
He makes them by hand.